last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus, can you roar for us? Tom, do you know anything about Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do.
Who's Jesus' dad?
God.
Tell me about the life of Jesus.
Gay.
Oh,
what'd you say?
My
he's gay?
Goodness, Tom.
Tom, where did you hear that Jesus is gay?
From Homo Joe?
Homo Joe told me.
Homo Joe told me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. Call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, we're done.
You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
You can get it.
Oh, really?
And Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, how many times must I say it?
He banged
on. He died for your sins.
Yes.
And he gets no residuals for all of the Christmas cards he appears on every year.
Not at all.
You may know him as Jesus H. Christ. I know him as Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. And I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, fans?
I say, fans, I bring you good news.
You
what,
do?
What is
do?
Good news? After going back and forth, it turns out that Bill can make it to tonight's Christmas party. Luckily, he's going as Libby's date.
Yay!
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Closing and Bible and all the ships at sea. And now, currently starring in Fosse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. This show, still brought to you by what, well, I can only refer to it as a network on life support.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, Werner Klemperer is more alive than the hopes of the Westwood One radio network.
He is indeed.
Wow. Yeah, they bring you the show every day. It's the Don and Mike Show, nationally syndicated, don't you know? New episode on Friday, December 8th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
That would be 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. And of course,
welcome to my world.
Oh, yeah, welcome to our world. Welcome to our world.
Check it out.
Want you
hey, check this out.
Take a look at this.
Check this out.
Yeah. Right here.
Oh, yeah.
Focus on it.
All right.
Check it out. Ain't it pretty?
Gone. Gone. Look at it.
Okay.
Leave your cares behind.
That's enough. You looked at it enough. Now shoot. Yes.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world. I'll listen, build with you in mind.
Build with
you in mind. Look at that. I look at that tight guy.
Build with you in mind.
I do.
tighter than a nunny's cutting.
Absolutely.
That's the way we like to keep the show tight, bright, out of sight. Well, listen, today will be a tough show to stay focused on.
Yes. Yeah, we're our minds are elsewhere already, and it's just the beginning of the show.
And it's not the last show before vacation. We got plenty of shows before vacation. But tonight it's the big CBS Christmas party, and frankly, we're at the disadvantage because we're working while everybody else around here is in the holiday mood.
Yeah, everybody's in pre-party prep mode, and we have to be ready to go as soon as the show's over.
You know, and as usual, since it's an unofficial day off for everybody that works here, when I pulled into the parking lot today...
Yeah, there's nobody here.
You get your choice of just about any parking spot you want downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Empty.
And I come upstairs, and I go, well, what's the deal? How come there's no spots? And Colette said, oh, it's the party tonight.
Yeah, everybody's gone.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is true or not, but my wife was driving by. She called me. She said, what's going on there? I said, I don't know. She said, it looks like I just saw 8 salespeople at 12 noon hopping into a limousine.
Well, no. The salespeople are all at a different party today.
Oh, yeah, there's another party?
They're at a radio sales party today. Oh, right? Is that what it is, Don?
Yes.
Tim McWilliams was talking about that?
Yes, it's some kind of get-together where all the salespeople from all the stations in Washington rent a giant ballroom, and they all get S-Face.
Hey, Just Joan is here. J.O. Joan is here. Give her a round of applause.
J.O. Joan. One of the
J.O. Joan's
here.
Working.
So we will do our best to stay on track and give you the same high-quality show that you've come to expect every day, even though that we know as soon as we're out of here tonight, you know, we're off to, and for a change, the station's actually having the Christmas party tonight at a real high-class location.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any more high-class than where we're going to be. Let's tell everybody where we're going to be, Don.
Look, you know what? I have to give...
What year we ought to do that?
I have to give Rob the Cunny Swami Award. He is a mind reader because I came in today and I was commiserating with Rob. You know, Rob and I have gotten into the mode that on a day like today when you didn't arrive till a little later than your normal late arrival. Normally I have time to commiserate with Mike about our wives.
Yes, absolutely.
Today Mike wasn't there, so Rob and I were doing some commiserating. I was originally going to give Rob a ride to the Christmas party tonight, his wife was going to meet him there, and then he was telling me the story about how, you know, and Rob's wife, I'll say in her defense, very close to having a baby. Her hormones,
9 months pregnant,
are absolutely out of freaking control.
Yeah, her actual due date is a week from today. Wow. Now, while the doctor says she's looking like she's going to be a little late, we're right up at the very end of it now.
So Rob says to her, hey, listen, I'm getting a ride down with Don, and I'll meet you there. And then she says to Rob, well, I guess you're just ashamed to walk in with me.
Yeah.
And Rob played it the right way. The only way he can play that, and that's to... No, not that, Rob.
Certainly not while she's pregnant, Rob.
No.
Wait until after the pregnancy.
There was no sock full of BBs. I said, oh, we'll drive over together. Actually, it's not the most convenient, but it makes the most sense.
Sure. And then I said to him, well, listen, I've got great news of my own. Mm-hmm. And then this is where, really, he's a mind reader, because he said, what, is your wife getting a massage? And I said, you must be tapping my telephone at home.
There you go.
Because, yes, indeed.
She's getting a massage today or tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe both.
A mini massage.
All I know is that she said, and this is a quote from my wife, she said, it's like a mini vacation.
Yes.
It's just a chance to get away from everything. And I had to bite my tongue to say, you know, what's the everything you have to get away from?
Her difficult job.
Yes, that's right. Her difficult job of spending every dime that I bring into the home. But listen.
It's stressful.
She's happy about the party tonight. All the wives are happy about the party.
Yes, very much so.
They're all psyched up about it. And actually, I'm psyched because look at me.
Look at you, John Gotti.
Wow. Look at me.
You are Mafia Donnie tonight.
If this isn't the biggest friggin' Mafia outfit I've ever worn...
You like the Mafia style of dress, but you have never looked more Mafia than you do today.
No, now I wore my best suit, my nice Armani suit.
We go the other way. Sales guys will dress down for this party.
Right.
We, the programming people, the DJs, we will dress up because it's an excuse for us to dress up.
I got this beautiful suit that I only wear on a special occasion, and I was going through the closet today, and I was looking at the shirts, and I was thinking about a black shirt. I wear a black shirt with this black pinstripe suit, but I thought, no, I went to the store, and I said to the guy when I walked into the store today, hi, here's what I need. And this is what's great about being a guy in shopping as opposed to being a girl in shopping.
Yeah, you can take care of it. No fuss, no muss.
I go to the men's department. I said, hi, I'm going to a Christmas party tonight. I'm wearing a black pinstripe suit. What I'm looking for is a mafia-type shirt and tie to go with.
Uh-huh.
The guy immediately, he didn't even ask, like,
right,
what do you mean by mafia, or I
no.
not know this mafia of which you speak?
Right.
He brings me over to a corner of the store, and listen, this thing, this shirt that I have on today, I'm positive if I go out tonight, it's going to glow in the dark.
It is the shiniest shirt I've ever seen you wear.
It
looks like it could almost be latex. It's that shiny. It looks like it's a leather shirt.
It is half silk and half rayon.
Right.
Wow. And this thing has...
It's a quality garment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It sent me back a few shekels.
It's not cheap.
So I got this the shiny... I mean, it's like Jesus, like something a pimp would wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the look you're going for.
And then he said to me, so I got this very dark gray shiny shirt. He said, you know what you need to go with that? It's a charcoal gray shirt. He said, you need the matching tie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
And at first he brought out a tie that was exactly the same color as the shirt.
Right.
And I said, nah, I don't like that. And he said, wait a minute. And this is what I love about this. The guy just stood back and looked at me. And then he gave me a real nice compliment. A compliment I've heard from quite a few people. He said, have you ever been told you kind of look like John Gotti?
There you go.
Wow. And I said, that's kind of the look I'm going for.
So you got the right sales guy. This guy could have sold you a car.
Yeah, I will give him all the thanks of the world. He went back and he pulled it. He came, you know, sometimes they come out with like five or six ties.
Right.
The guy came, one tie.
Perfect.
He said, this is the tie for you, and as you can see, it's also shiny.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's a shiny silver tie.
Yeah, yes. Forget about it.
So, listen, I'm ready for the party today.
You are. Ready to go.
Absolutely
all
ready.
All wrapped up and ready to go.
All I got
to
do is hairspray my hair back down tonight after the show after I get the headphone hair.
All right, I even comb my hair a different way when we're going to a party.
I noticed that.
I normally go on the side, you know, just jump out of the shower and run a brush through it, and now I'm going straight back, you know, but if I'd known you were going to dress like that, I would have done a little more mafia thing. I'm more like, like the wannabe banker.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
I mean, that's the look I'm going through. I'm trying to be trendy. I got a suit for this party. I got a three-button suit, which I don't like normally, but I wore a three-button suit. But it's,
You're not wearing suspenders, are you?
No, not wearing suspenders tonight.
Good.
No,
good move.
I usually do wear the suspenders.
Yeah, but suspenders are O-U-T.
Are they out?
Mm-hmm. And in my fashion world, suspenders are out.
Well, you know what's in?
Chinese stuff is in.
That's right. What's in, obviously, and it has been for a long time, but now it's basically the only suits they have are like these three-button jobbies.
The guy, as a matter of fact, today tried to sell me a shiny suit, and I mean, I fell in love with it. He said, if you like the shirt and you like the tie, and I described the suit that I'm wearing, my one nice suit that I have, my one nice expensive suit,
right?
I said, no, I got a suit. He said, well, hold on, let me just show you a suit that we have. And he brought out this suit, and I mean, this thing is like from a Dance Fever with Denny Terrio. This thing, the entire suit was made of this
shiny material.
Almost plastic, silky, shiny-looking material.
Now, you've gone away from the purples that you used to like.
Yeah,
gone away from that to the grays and the shiny.
Well, simply for tonight.
Shiny.
Simply for tonight.
Right, right.
That's the look, shiny and...
Shiny, it's the look. What it is, it's like our... It's our only chance to dress up, but dress up in a way which is kind of a costumey way. You
and
know?
The guy said to me, the best thing he says, you know what's great about the outfit you just bought, as he was ringing it up? And incidentally, the whole thing took like 7 minutes.
That's perfect.
Right? From the time I walked into the store to the guy got me the shirt, got me the tie, showed me the suit. I said, no. Rings me up. He says, you know what that was great about this is? He says, it's the Regis Philbin look, but it's a tougher Regis
right.
look.
Yeah, there you go. Is. That's right.
It's really the monochromatic tie with the matching monochromatic shirt.
When I bought my suit for this party, I also picked a little something up for my golfing buddies when we get together on New Year's Eve. I'm going to be going the bogey look in Casablanca.
Ooh.
You know the white the white dinner jacket? You know that look with the white jacket and the tuxedo shirt and the black pants? I'm going that way.
I'd like to see a picture of that.
Well, you know, most of the guys are going with Zoot suits. They did that last year, so they're going to be wearing them again this year. So I don't know if they're still being worn by people, but I'm going to go with the whole bogey, you know. That's right, kid. Yes, sirree. Louis, this is the beginning of a wonderful friendship.
And Buzz, what are you planning today? Let me guess.
Yes?
The corduroy jacket with the patches on the sleeves.
On the elbows.
And,
right.
And the Rockport white shoes.
Exactly.
There you
That's
go.
It.
See Beautiful. You there. Very
All
good.
All right, see you there. Listen, very important news to start the show. As you know, yesterday we sent this guy, Ryder, out to Nevada to get laid. We're making his Christmas wish come true. We normally don't do stuff like this, but...
Yeah, he's such a nice guy. Through all of his infirmity and his lack of ability to communicate effectively, you could tell what a good guy he was, what a nice guy he was, and I was really glad we were able to do that.
If you've listened to the show the last couple of days, you know his story. And before we get him on, and we have his madam online also.
Good.
Hey, Rob, I have a question for you, Head. When is the exact anniversary date of Mike and I hooking up? Because
I have it in my organizer.
It's sometime soon. I mean, very
I think it's
soon.
December 15th. I'll check. I know that December 13th we have a big day coming up.
Well, that's Charlie's birthday.
Charlie's 60th birthday.
Wow. But I know 60. That the actual 15th anniversary of you and I working together is
right.
coming up in just a few days.
Right.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for all the celebratory calls.
Congratulations.
Is that 15 years?
15 years.
15 years.
Wow.
I am extremely proud of that.
You should be.
I am extremely proud
That's
of
that. It's a long friggin' time.
Yeah.
Well, you've been married for how many years?
Almost 20.
But this is... much longer than any marriage I've been involved in. I am hoping and praying that the current marriage I'm in, I'm extremely happy, and that will go, many moons. But, you know, as it stands right now, this is the longest relationship I've had with anybody.
That's sad.
I know it is.
And thank God for Peter, or I'd
years.
Be in the same boat as you.
15 years. You know, we have been written off by the pundits, by the critics many, many times, and we are, not only is it 15 years, but would it be safe to say that we are going as strong as we ever have?
Stronger than
ever. Stronger, and I think that deserves a round of applause.
Congratulations.
Stronger than ever. Yeah.
And once again, I'd like to thank all of the people at CBS, the management at WJFK, the management at WNEW, the management at Westwood One,
right.
for totally ignoring this fact.
Yeah. You know what? I think tonight at the Christmas party, I will be going around and I will be sharing that with anybody. You know what? Hey, you know what we ought to do? Really? And I know you'll be motivated. You won't be motivated to do this at first, but you'll be motivated as the evening wears on.
Right after I drink.
I know you will. To just put it in the ear of everyone that today, okay, as far as everybody on this show is concerned, it's today is the 15th anniversary.
That's perfect.
All right? Today is the 15th anniversary.
You know, most times, really, when disc jockeys work together, if they manage to work together 2 or 3 years.
Right.
That's all they can manage to stay together because they truly hate each other, and they'll get on the air like Jack Diamond.
Right.
You know, and that gerbil that he works with.
Hey, Diamond.
You know,
very little buddy.
You know, they hate each other, and they actually hated each other so much, they had to split up for a while.
And then little buddy came back.
Right, but no, listen, we're going strong. We're still best buds, and
it's a great. I mean, it's great to not only to make it to something like 15 years, but I tell you, but to do it and then look over the last 6 months and realize that the success is as big and as better, you know, much better than it's ever been. I'm really gratified by that. I really am. That's true. It was, but it's typical us though. 2 days ago, because of, what was it? We didn't do anything for 10.
Well, no, we wanted something. Listen, you and I, and here's why we were criticized. We used to have a party. We had a giant party.
Yeah.
The first year we worked together.
Right.
The second year we weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had a party for the third year.
We got bored with it.
Yeah. And we said, you know what? We're just going to wait. We had a fifth year party.
Right.
And then by the time the 10th year came, we thought, oh, I'll get right to him, Charlie. Now, by the time the 10th year came, we thought, well, for sure, somebody's going to do something, that there's going to be some kind of an article in a magazine or a trade publication.
Our good friend Donnie Simpson, and I'll always remember this, when Donnie celebrated his 10th year in Washington, there was a full-page photograph.
Front page on the style section.
In the style section, and I don't think it was ever mentioned. And so, you know, we have to tell everybody ourselves that it's 15 years on the air together.
We're happy.
And that's damn great.
We're happy we've made it 15 years.
Amen.
So listen, now that that's out of the way, and we want to get to Ryder, who is out in Reno.
Good.
Right now, he, in fact, got the flight early this morning, left about 6:20 a.m.
Wow.
I've got all kinds of news about Ryder. We want to thank everybody for all the support that they've given us.
Yeah, that's terrific.
On this project, and I'll tell you about it in a second. Hello, Ryder.
How you doing?
Ryder, how do you like the, what do they call it, the biggest little town in the world? Reno?
Yeah, biggest little city in the world.
This is like heaven on earth for me. I haven't been this happy in 10 years. I mean, the two amigos pick me up at the airport, and I'm over here at Jabba's. And we just had some great wings, and we're talking about my itinerary and what I'm going to do, and it sounds awesome.
He's a little tougher to understand on the telephone than in person.
He's
but
excited.
I think
but
he's saying that he's at the hotel, and he just enjoyed some wings. Is that right, Ryder?
Yeah, but I'm not at the hotel yet. I'm sorry, Joe Bob's.
Joe Bob's?
Joe Bob's, is that like a restaurant?
Well, listen.
Yeah,
okay.
They do serve like chicken nugget stuff. It's like I just had some real good hot spicy wings.
Mm. All right, listen, Ryder, I want you to hold on a second and listen carefully on hold to the lady who joins us next.
Very good.
Joining us from the Bunny Ranch in Reno, let's all welcome Suzette. Hello.
Hey, Suzette, how you doing?
Great, that's Madam Suzette.
Madam Suzette.
Madam Suzette, I didn't know if that would you know, if that was a put down, but no, I will gladly call you Madam Suzette, who runs
the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
The finest establishment.
That's right.
In all of Reno.
Legalized prostitution.
The Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
And you've got a fine array of fillies out there.
Oh, yes, we do. We have about 35 beautiful ladies here. Half of them are porn stars. I have two sitting right here waiting to get on the phone. We're anxious to meet Ryder and grant him his Christmas wish.
Oh, now that is fantastic. Can you tell us, keeping in mind that we're on the radio, can you tell us some of the stuff that you have on your menu at the Bunny Ranch?
Sure. You know what? I'm going to let Mila tell you that.
Mila.
Uh-huh. Mila is the queen of nasty.
Mila, the queen of nasty. Wow.
Put her on.
She's going to tell you a few things that are on the menu because she's holding it right now.
Very good.
And then also we have Ruby. She's no angel. She's sitting here too and like to say hi to Ryder also.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
And anybody that want to call us for more information, it's toll-free 1-888 Bunny Ranch.
All right.
And we're located 20 miles south of Reno, Nevada, 6 miles east of Carson City.
We love the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
We're promoting the hose for holiday.
It is our favorite brothel in all of Reno.
Absolutely.
All of Reno, all of the world.
All of the world.
That's correct.
Thank you, Suzette.
Okay, here's Mila, the queen of nasty.
Okay, let's talk to the nasty girl.
Mila.
Hello, Mila.
Nasty. She's nasty.
Hi, Mila.
Hello? Hi, guys.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetheart. Hey. First of all, this is Mila.
Hi.
The Moonlight Bunny Ranch, 1-888-BUNNYRANCH.
All right, honey, you're going to get plenty of plugs here today. Can you,
tell
us?
Now, let me tell you who I am. I'm Mila, the adult film star. I've done over 5,000 movies plus.
5,000 movies.
I'm 5'3", 90 pounds, emerald green eyes. In other words, I'm a spinner. If you kind of put two and two together, you kind of get a picture of that.
A spinner?
Blonde hair and drop-dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Originally born in Russia, so drop-dead.
Drop-dead.
Yes.
May I ask how large your boobs are?
My boobs are 34B, but
nipples
are the size of my index fingers.
Your nipples are the size of your index fingers?
Yeah, the tip of my index finger.
Wow. Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exciting. Boy, I bet Ryder's getting exciting.
There's some grade-A nipples.
Yes.
What do you have on your menu, the items?
On the menu, I'll just how it goes. We have a lingerie show. We have a dirty dancing show. We have a massage oil. We have a massage party. We have a French oil massage, hand relief party, mutual masturbation, vibrator show, straight sex, love at the Y.
Oh, my.
Totally French, half and half. Bunny style Viagra party. Slippery nipple party. Salt and pepper party. 69 party.
Oh, yeah.
Feminine dressing party. Shame and humiliation
party. Oh, my God, Jesus.
Freak of the week party. We got orgies. We got Napoleon. If you can put the two and two together, Napoleon. It's three girls, blonde, brunette, and vanilla.
Oh, I got you like the ice cream.
Right.
Right. You're all
in,
man.
Whipped cream party. We have to-go orders. We have discreet escort and bachelor's party. And that, and then, and we make our own parties. Everything happens here. This is the fantasy camp, and all we want to do here is fulfill the fantasy. It's a big fantasy, and at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, the fantasy comes first.
Oh, wow. What a great speech.
I don't know. Thank you very much. Come on out here. I'll be here throughout the holidays and through December and January. Here's Ruby. Hang on.
Okay, that's on your Ruby.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
Why don't you describe yourself?
Well, I have long, straight, kind of light auburn, very light auburn hair, and I have 34 double D.
Yeah.
Dress, and I don't know. I think I'm about a 27 waist and a 37 hip. So
let me.
I'm a woman who's, you know,
just hot.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruby, let me introduce you. Let me bring him on the line to Ryder.
Oh, Ryder.
To Ryder, who's the guy who you girls will be partying with tomorrow. Ryder,
awesome.
Hey, Ryder.
Yes.
Have you heard these girls?
Yes, and I'm kind of speechless. I'm sitting here in this chair listening to them talking, and I'm breaking a big sweat.
So what's your Christmas wish? I'm dying to find out.
Yes, Ryder, out of all of the things that you heard, can you tell us which one you thought off the top of your head would be, if you pardon the pun, the one you'd like?
Well, it starts with a vowel.
It starts with a vowel.
Yeah.
It starts with a vowel.
Could it be an orgy?
Could be.
I knew it. That sounds like the most fun for
yeah.
Ryder.
Yeah, it could definitely be orgy.
Orgy. I just read his mind. I really did.
Well, Ruby, what we'd like tomorrow is for you girls to take him through as many of these different procedures.
We'd really like you to treat Ryder better than any VIP that has ever been to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Please.
No problem.
Now keep in mind that while his speech is a little tough to understand, between the ears, he's totally functional.
Yeah, and he looks fine. He's a little slow getting around, but he is perfectly functional.
Yeah, and more important, you know, below the waist, he's definitely functional. And he's not had any for 10 years.
10 years, isn't that right, Ryder?
Yes, that is.
Oh, wow. Well, I myself have 200 movies, so...
Another film star.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, Ryder, this must be...
Let me tell you the truth.
What's
I probably had several evenings with Milan in my room and seeing movies.
Ah, all right.
He's been with Mila before by watching your video.
Oh, so you are familiar with Mila.
Oh, familiar with Mila.
My memory.
Everybody's familiar with Mila, man.
I'm not sure who I remember. It's also just so good to me. It's like... I'm totally speechless.
That's a crappy phone you got there, Ryder, because I'm having trouble understanding.
Yeah. Hold on, Ryder. Hold on. I'll come right back to you. Well, listen.
I'm going
to
be here until, like, the December 21st.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'll be back probably in the second week of January, probably like January 17th. I'll be back for a month.
We will continue to plug. We want to thank you, Ruby, and also Mila and Suzette from the Bunny Ranch.
Madam Suzette.
Thank you.
Please treat him great. We'd like to talk to you again on the show on Monday to hear everything you did to him.
Ooh.
Wear him out.
Okay.
Absolutely wear him out.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Nice talking to you, honey.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Well, you're right.
Absolutely right.
Good job.
So listen, Ryder. Ryder?
Say this. Madam Suzette can have me on my knees if she wants.
Do you want to be dominated?
Perhaps.
See, you know what? I like Ryder's going into this with an open mind, and I think that's the best way to do this.
Now, listen, we have some people we have to thank. As you know, Mike and I paid for the airfare for Ryder to get out there.
I want to thank everybody involved from the top to the bottom. I mean, everybody. And I'm having such a great time already and haven't even gotten to the sex.
He hasn't even gotten the sex yet. Now listen, the good people at Balfour Insurance.
Balfour.
B-A-L-F-O-U-R.
Okay.
Balfour Insurance, Silver Spring.
Naughty.
Silver Spring, Maryland, 301-438-0750. They came up with $500 for Ryder, just a half for walking around money.
A little spending money, maybe do a little gambling.
And the good people at K-Play, our station in Reno, are putting you guys in the Adventure Inn and Wedding Chapel. They chose this because it was voted the most romantic hotel in Reno by the Reno Gazette Journal. Now,
in case he wants to marry one of the hookers.
Well, now listen, Ryder will be staying in the 50s Super Suite, which comes, the bed itself is a classic 1957 Chevy.
Cool. Very good, very cool.
And which they've obviously taken out the seats and stuff,
right,
and put a mattress in there. The mattress is built in the car. The room has an oversized jacuzzi, an open shower with the shower head above your head, which gives you the feeling of falling rain, and a mural of a 50s-type town.
Cool.
And for his friend Jimmy, Jimmy's staying in the jungle room that has a round bed and a jacuzzi.
Very good.
And those accommodations are courtesy of the Adventure Inn, www.adventurein.com, and the good people at KPLY, our affiliate in Reno.
So, it's you know, on very, very short notice, our good friends at KPLY and everybody else put this together, and we are eternally grateful.
So, Ryder, all we want to say to you is tonight, have a great night. I understand you're not going to be drinking, but go ahead, order anything you want to eat. Everything, the whole weekend's on us. Have a great time.
Wait, can I say two more quick things?
Sure.
Okay, the first thing is, we might be at the Alitas Casino tonight, while you're in Reno around here.
All right, did you say you might be at the Atlantis Casino?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's where you might be hanging out tonight?
And the second thing is, this may sound kind of trivial, but it means a lot to me. And this is another request. I need to meet some men already. But I'll just ask this. Do you think you could arrange for, like, the house and, like, the clubs maybe to be playing Smashing Pumpkins? They're my favorite.
Okay, do you mean when you go tomorrow to get laid?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure, if you like Smashing Pumpkins,
we'll make sure they have Smashing Pumpkins.
You know what? We'll get that. What's that? That double album that I like of Smashing Pumpkins, Robbie.
Melancholy.
Yeah, the one that has 1979 on it, and Tonight, Tonight, Tonight.
Hey, Ryder, does that mean you perform a little better if you have the Smashing Pumpkins on?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. It can hurt.
Okay, good. All right, you got it. Well, listen, absolutely, consider it done. The girls at the Bunny Ranch will have Smashing Pumpkins for you.
Excellent.
Oh, listen, that's just great.
Here's your orders. Tonight, go out, gamble, go to the casino, have a great time, eat anything you want, eat like a friggin' pig, go tomorrow, get laid, get everything on the menu as many times as you like, go back to the room, eat like a pig, have a great day on the town Sunday, and when are you coming back, Sunday night or Monday?
Sunday night, I believe.
Sunday night, fantastic.
All right, well, then listen, we want you here on Monday because we want to talk to you. And listen, this I mean very seriously. Don't wash your hands. Because I want to smell your fingers. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Ryder, have a great time in Reno.
Have a good time, Ryder.
Happy holidays.
I mean, this is the Christmas wish that came true that I never, it is so good that I never even tell them something like this could happen to me.
All right, well, listen, let's keep all this nice stuff down to a dull roar because Mike and I have an image to keep up.
Absolutely.
Ryder, thank you.
Of course.
Hold on, Charlie needs to talk to you, okay? Hold on a second.
Great.
All right, that's Ryder, everybody. He's in Reno.
It's man.
He's going to have one hell of a weekend.
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, hell of a weekend.
Ryder's going to have a weekend I think every guy probably would like to
have. Amen. We've got a guy who's been out to the Bunny Ranch.
Shocker.
Scott?
Hi, guys.
Hi, you been to the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, they don't have my name up front like they do Jesse Ventura's, but yeah, I've been there.
And
he's in for quite a treat with both Myla or Ruby.
Oh, so you're
Ruby is a knockout.
Are you a regular? Are you a regular customer?
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, that means he's a regular customer.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to call yesterday. I tried to get through to say if he needed a ride, but since the Reno Police Department was nice enough to pick him up.
Oh, you know, and we have to thank them also because they met him at the airport today and gave him an escort to wherever the chicken shack is he's eating at now. And,
right.
And the cops are going to be taking him out to the whorehouse tomorrow to
Absolutely.
Get laid.
Yeah, that's right. That's fantastic.
I'm curious. I live in Carson. I'm curious to see the military escort, you know, bleeding down through town.
Actually, the guys who are doing this are guys who work, like, in the undercover part of the Reno police. So it's not like he's got a car with, you know, a sirens akimbo.
Right, exactly. Sirens akimbo.
He's got the undercover guys, but we want to thank them, too. And they're going to hook him up with, I think they're giving him a police vest, like a bulletproof vest or something. give him hats and stuff like that.
Cool.
Well, I tell you, he should feel special because just a regular customer's treated well, but if he gets the extra special VIP treatment, he's going to remember this a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, all right. Thank you, Scott. Fantastic.
Hey, you bet, guys. Have a good one.
All right. See you later. Well, hold on. We got another guy who's got experience there. Hello, Chad?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Chad is from Spokane, Washington. Have you been to the Bunny Ranch?
No, actually, I haven't. But I think Ryder is in more for what he bargained for. I have a movie with Myla in it, or Mila, I guess. I mispronounced it, but there's a movie where she's, I guess I'll try to clean this up as much as I can, but she was getting an anal, and the guy geeshed, and she pushed it back out on film, and it was just so bad.
It was so bad, all
so
right.
Bad, so bad, but so good.
And obviously so memorable.
Well, it was like being a Colonel Sanders on the other side.
It was like what?
It was like being at Colonel Sanders on the other side.
Being at Colonel Sanders on the other side.
You know, he's trying to communicate, but he's not doing a real good job.
I got you. Listen, did you like the porno she was in?
Only because Ron was in it.
What?
Ron Jeremy was in it.
Ron Jeremy, our mystery guest this week, was in it also. All right.
It was an all-star cast.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care.
All right. See you later.
What type of man knows his porn star?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to say how cool it was that you were doing that for Joe. I just got back from Amsterdam.
His name is Ryder.
Oh, Ryder. I'm sorry.
Ryder.
Joe Ryder. All right, yeah, like, I just got back from Amsterdam, and they have that legalized prostitution there.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's the coolest. You're going to have a blast.
Legalized prostitution. You heard it. It's the coolest.
It's the coolest. Yeah, that's what their association, their lobbying association here in Washington. Prostitution, it's the coolest.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Yep, all right, that's a deadline. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, you fat bastards, how you doing?
Hi, son of a bitch.
Hey, I'm calling from Reno.
Yes.
Stayed in that hotel my wedding night, Adventure Inn.
Yes.
Oh, it was great. It's like staying in Disneyland or something. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, that's what they've sent me here, that they say that all of the rooms, they have 45 rooms, and they're all theme rooms.
Oh, that's great.
All of them have built-in spas and lap pools.
Wow.
It's got a shower. Two big heads up top, like 10 feet above you, and you just turn it on. It's pretty neat. We stayed in, like, the... what was it, King Arthur's Court or something, and you sleep up in, like, the turret, and then you got the lookout and the TV. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, the people from KPLY.
That sounds like a truly, what's the name of that place again?
It's the Adventure Inn.
And the Adventure Inn.
The people at K-Play sent us along a bunch of stuff where they said that this is the classiest, most upscale place
available in Reno.
Hope we get to stay there when we go out there. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I, Mike, could stay in the jungle room together.
Oh, absolutely. And use that shower with the 10-feet ceiling.
Celebrate our 15th anniversary.
The jungle room.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
I want to talk about Mila.
Yeah, what about her?
I've got a movie with her in it.
Yeah, we had talked to another idiot that had Mila with a movie.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I love you guys. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, love you more.
Yes. I have a question.
Yes.
Can women go to the Bunny Ranch?
I'm sure they can.
I believe they can. Well, yeah. Wait a minute. Wait. I remember the Mustang Ranch. That wasn't always the case. They frown on that, I think.
That's
because
right.
They don't want to have
wives coming out.
No, I don't think. I think it's like they didn't want to have other, like, non-regulated hookers coming out there.
Huh.
I'm not sure what the rule. We'd have to. You'd have to check with the, you know, Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Well, where are us women supposed to go? I mean, they have these places for men.
I don't know, honey. Well, listen, call out there. I'm sure, listen, they got an out-call service.
You know what I think? Now, let me, if I remember correctly, what they said when we did our show from the Mustang Ranch, they said women can't come out with men.
I could go by myself?
Yeah, I think women, if you're going out to be a customer,
When we were at the Mustang Ranch, there was a group of women.
Right.
That was arriving while we were broadcasting.
That were going there to.
Yeah,
they were lesbians.
Yeah, to get their rocks off.
Right. So that's why I'm asking.
To get their nut.
I'm sure. I think that'd be perfectly okay.
Sure. All right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, don't want any hanky panky out there.
Everybody is excited, and rightly so, about Ryder and his trip out to Reno. Again, thank you, everybody, making this happen. We'll have the full report for you on Monday's episode.
Okay.
Yay. Now, listen, we got a break right now because today's show, it is just freaking jam packed. Let me tell you all the stuff we got today. We're going to be channeling Colonel Kling today, who's dead.
Yes, okay. Very good.
Okay, our friends, the Furniture Guys, are coming on the show to plug something.
You mean the two crazy guys?
Yeah, the Furniture Guys.
Is that what their name is, the Furniture Guys?
The Furniture Guys.
The guys who were here in studio?
Right, those guys.
Yeah, they're funny guys.
Greg Gumbel from CBS will be picking the pros with us until they scab and bleed today.
Very good.
We've got a brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you. If we have a chance today, we're going to play an exciting edition of Make Us Laugh.
Make Us Laugh!
Because, I mean, we are just jam friggin' packed, and we got the party tonight.
Right.
So let's just start the show with a Call 100 Right Now prize package, selected especially for you, Secret Sound. Oh, and I promised you a clue.
Right.
About the holiday Secret Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the clue. Let me write it down for my Secret Sound friend, Rob, to see if he agrees.
That's right. It has to be approved.
If it's any clue that has any chance of persuading people, of course it's too much. He wouldn't say anything else.
I think that'd be all right.
Oh, wow. Such generosity.
That's a prize ruling.
You think so?
Such generosity from Satan Jr.
Okay,
hey,
here's
Merry Christmas.
Hey, here's your clue. Red. R-E-D.
Oh, it's simple now.
Red. That's the clue. Listen, when you finally figure out the secret sound, you'll know how generous I truly am.
Red.
Rob did not want that clue given out. That's your clue, Red. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. All right, Mike is determined. He's going to write down a guess before we go to break. Write it down, Mike. I'll keep writing it down. And your guess is...
Hold on a second.
A lot of words.
And it's not Mila's private area.
Although,
I
imagine.
Wondering. No.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. No. Absolutely not.
Okay, so please.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
No.
But you're close.
Ah.
We will be back. Call 100 next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Would you prefer a cigarette, sir?
No.
Would you care for a chocolate covered candy?
I do not eat candy. I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet, sir?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I should be on a diet.
That's the wastebasket gets passed.
Our thoughts are your utmost concerns. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, somebody's thinking fast. We do want to thank the people at our Iowa City, Iowa radio station.
Really?
KCJJ. They just sent us that, how do you pronounce it? It's not poinsettia.
I still pronounce it poinsettia. I've always, but I guess a lot of people say you're supposed to say poinsettia.
They sent us some poinsettias with a note that says, happy 15th anniversary, Don and
hey.
Mike.
Hey, it's the thought that counts. Thank you very much.
And that is from Steve and the staff at KCJJ.
Nice guys.
How ironic it is that a station thousands of miles away
right.
is the first to congratulate us. Hey, is Line 1 here?
Oh, I doubt it. I think he's on that junket. I think he's on that sales
right.
junket.
There,
no, there's one person there. You know, sweet, wonderful Terry is here slaving away. She's working very, very hard.
Don't give your man short shrift. There's another sales guy been here all morning.
Tim McWilliams.
Yeah,
Tim, I think Tim just split them. I saw him just sulking out of the station.
Right, deciding whether he's going to, like, come dressed as a bag lady.
Well, thank you, KCJJ. Thank you for the love. Hello, a Don and Mike show.
Caller 100.
Right, what's your name?
Vince.
Vince, where are you from?
Columbia, Maryland.
Vincent, you have won a... you have won a Duquesne gas grill from Hearth USA.
Cool.
That was a nice prize. Visit Hearth USA in Rockville, Springfield. Register to win a grill for yourself. And there are 12 grills of Christmas. This Duquesne gas grill retails for $922.
Oh, my God. This has got to be a killer gas grill, sir.
Right.
Do you have a place to put it?
Absolutely.
Everybody go to www.hearthusa for more information. Great prize for you. Now you got a chance to win $500 also. Secret sound, the holiday sound, number one. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Now listen, if you give us a dumbass guess like Rudolph taking a crap like that guy did yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to take away your $900 grill.
Good.
I understand.
All right, so give us a serious guess, please, because Secret Sound is
serious business.
Play you the sound. Now, don't forget your clue, red, and we'll give you 15 seconds. Don't answer until Mike sings like.
Robert,
we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Think red. Think red. R-E-D.
And the odds are in my favor.
So come on, double up here. Get the $500. What's the sound?
All right, is it when you tie the ribbon around a package, a Christmas present, and you pull it back to make it, like, you know, curl up?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, we're sorry.
No. Thank you, though.
Nice effort. Right.
Thanks for not giving us a dumbass guess.
Yeah.
No problem.
And listen, you also win WWF Armageddon, okay?
Cool.
WWF Armageddon in demand Sunday, 8 p.m. live from Tampa on pay-per-view.
Good.
Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order WWF Armageddon. Okay, as I mentioned, we have a very busy show today. We're going to get right to our channeling segment.
Very good.
As Buzz broke on this show yesterday,
yes.
Buzz loves coming on with the breaking news.
Right.
Somebody has to.
The breaking news yesterday was the fact that Colonel Klink is dead. That's the breaking news.
Breaking news!
And here we go. What we're going to do is fire up the Wayback Machine.
Oh, good.
And actually take you up to heaven, because if you've ever seen the movie Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks,
right.
This is how it works. They put you on a tram, and they take you to a hotel, and you don't actually get acclimated to heaven for roughly 24 hours.
Okay.
Yep. So, Colonel Klink... what was his real name again?
Werner Klemperer.
Werner Klemperer.
Right, he's being met in heaven now by an old friend. We're going to get the Wayback Machine going here. See if we can't take you up there and actually make a connection with the great beyond.
Hey, this is Werner Klemperer. I'm up here. Major Hochstetter.
Klink!
Hello, Major Hochstetter. So nice to see you.
When did you die?
I died just a couple of days ago, and here I am up in heaven. I didn't know that you would be welcoming me. You're wearing your SS uniform.
Of course I am. How come you're not wearing your Nazi Colonel Klink uniform?
Well, I'll tell you, Major Hochstetter, they put me in this delightful robe that I'm wearing until I get my regular uniform. I don't understand why you're wearing a uniform. Have you moved on yet? Have you moved on to the good place, or are they leaving you right there?
I'm here.
I think you're going to find that all the people who played Nazis on Hogan's Heroes are not allowed to move to the next level.
So they're not going to transfer me? They're not going to transfer me to the next level? I'm going to have to wallow here in this purgatory? Hogan!
But look upstairs. There's Bob Crane.
Oh.
He still has that electrical cord tied around his neck for when he died watching gay porno.
Hello, Connor Hogan. Good to see you. May I ask you a question, Major Hogstetter?
Of course, and officially, let me welcome you to this level of heaven.
Thank you, Major Hogstetter. I would like to ask a question. Is Sergeant Schultz around anywhere? Is he anywhere to be found? I need Schultz. Schultz!
John Banner is two floors down.
I'm amazed. And you're two floors up? Is it because you're a higher-ranking officer?
It's because we are officers.
And where is General Bullcutter? He died many moons ago because he was so delightfully overweight. I don't understand. I don't understand where he is. Do you know where he is?
He is one floor above us.
One floor. It's all about rank, isn't it? Even on the TV show, Major Hotstone, this is a delightful welcome. I appreciate it.
I want to tell you how things work here in Heaven Click.
Yes.
First.
Yes.
Your earthly name, Werner Klemperer.
Werner Klemperer, yes.
Strike it from the record.
Wilhelm Klink? Is that the name I should go by?
That is your given name.
What a delightful idea, Major Hogstad. I appreciate it. Hogan! Schultz!
I want to tell you something.
Yes, Major Hogstad.
The Apostles.
Yes.
They're all great fans of Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it was a funny show. They don't make them like they used to. But I don't want to be associated just with Hogan's Heroes. You know, I was a symphony conductor. I conducted almost every symphony, even one at the zoo.
That doesn't mean dick.
Oh,
tonight.
Really?
Tonight, we all have to put on our Nazi uniforms and go upstairs and put on a show for the Apostles, please.
The show was years and years ago. It was back in the 60s. Why do I have to do that now, Major Hogstetter?
They have all of the scripts.
I understand. And of course, you're giving me a direct order. Of course, I must fulfill the direct order. If you're going to give me a direct order, Major Hogstetter, I will do that.
But if you want a joke.
Yes.
If you want something funny.
Yes.
In the scenes in which Hogan appears.
Yes.
He still has the cord around his neck.
Why hasn't he removed it? I don't understand. I mean, at the very end, I was unable to speak, but now I can speak perfectly well. I had bad throat problems, of course.
I'll tell you what happened. When Bob Crane got up here.
Yes.
He was in front of the Almighty. And the Almighty said, "You're not Bob Crane. You're Colonel Hogan. Now put on a show for me."
Oh, I understand. Colonel Hogan. And he put on a show. Did he show one of his pornography films?
He refused.
Oh, no. You know, because he used to film sex acts, and he enjoyed watching them. I wouldn't call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed watching.
God had no problem with that, but he did not like the fact he would not perform for God. So God said, for the remainder of your time in the afterlife, you will have the electric cord around your neck, and as a matter of fact, his complexion is rather purplish.
Oh, what a practical joke God is. Well, it's so nice to see you, Major Hogstad. It's so nice to... I'd like to see General Bullcutter and Schultz and... what about Carter? Is Kinch, Carter, anyone else up there? How about Richard Dawson? Are they all still alive?
We're waiting for Richard Dawson in our AIDS ward.
all that kissing he did on Family Feud.
But he still has managed to defy the odds, Kling.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll look forward to seeing all of them. But especially I'll pay a visit to Hogan. Maybe I can discuss why he's got that cord wrapped around his neck.
So tell me something.
Yes, Major Hogstetter.
What is the last thing you remember on Earth before you died, Clink?
I remember I was doing a radio interview on the Don and Mike show, and one of them said something just distasteful. And I said, what a horrible thing to say.
That is the last thing you remember?
Yes, I was trying to talk about my fantastic work with symphonies around the country, and I didn't want to talk about Hogan's Heroes. They insisted on calling me Colonel Clink, but obviously now I'm going to be Clink forever, so I might as well just lean back and accept it.
Buzz, how did this man die? I don't even know how he died. What happened to him?
The big C, cancer.
Ah, cancer.
I had the big C. Unfortunately, the big C got me. Oh, I've never been able to rhyme that effectively. I like heaven. It's wonderful. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
When you get up here, that's a good thing.
Yes.
You get extra points if you had C.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm so glad. It's so pretty up here. And it smells... smells a little unusual. Major Hogstad, are we able to fart in heaven?
I just asked my pants.
Oh, you did. Will they give you a new uniform?
That's the great thing.
Oh.
4, 5, 6 minutes later, new pants materialize.
Oh, well, let me try then. What a delightful idea.
Right, take a growler, Clink.
Okay, I'm going to take a growler.
Hi,
this is Colonel Clink, Werner Klemper, about to take a big growler in my robe.
Take a dump.
Oh, I forgot. I just got a robe on. There's nothing to catch it.
Take it. Take a dump, Clink.
Hi. Ooh, that's fine. That is just...
Now, look. See it running down your leg?
Yes, I do. It disappeared.
That's the magic of God.
Oh, fantastic. You can do anything you want. Can we eat anything we want, Major Hogstebbins?
As much as you want. Oh. Unfortunately, if you were fat like me, I will be fat for all eternity.
Oh, that's why I wish LeBeau was here. The Frenchman makes such great strudel. I'd love him to be up here. Get me Schultz!
Schultz is two floors down to the enlisted
man. Oh, maybe we'll see him later on. We'll see Bob Crane. It's so nice to see you, Major Hogstetter. We're not at the Russian front. We're in heaven now.
Were you in a lot of suffering at the end, Clint?
Yes, quite a bit, unfortunately, Major Hogstetter. But now I feel pain-free, and I'm able to go in my robe, and it disappears. What a lovely, delightful thing to do. We've never had a bowel movement on Earth, only up here.
And look at that. Now, that is the miracle of God. Look, you are actually being regenerated into your Hogan's Hero uniform.
Oh, look, my eye has the monocle on it. I've got my riding crop. Oh, someone's on the telephone.
That's my cell phone.
Oh, your cell phone's ringing, Major Hogstetter. Well,
Heaven?
Be sure
just
to go
a
take
moment.
Absolutely. Go and take a call.
Major Hogstetter. Yes, sir. He's right here. Oh, he loves the idea of doing this show. Trust me. He just crapped himself. Loves the trick. You got it. The big guy wants to talk to you.
Oh, literally. You mean the man?
Well, yes.
But the woman? Hold on a sec. Hello? Hi, this is Colonel Clink. This is God. Hi. Oh, I had a wonderful life. Yes, but I'm so glad to be up here with Major Hogstetter. Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad you're a fan of Hogan's Heroes. Yes, I love the joke about Bob Crane with the cord still around his neck. Yes, but a delightful sense of humor you have, the Almighty. So nice talking with you. Absolutely. I'll be in my uniform. I'll be performing for you. You know you like Hogan's Heroes. Goodbye. Thank you, God. Oh, he was so charming. That's wonderful. It's great to be here. Yes, sir. Maybe I'll conduct a symphony. Nope, just Colonel Clink. Sorry.
That is a digital phone I have.
Ah, digital phone. That's wonderful. All the amenities are up here. Yes, sirree.
You like everything.
What is it time to eat? I'd like to eat something right now.
What would you like?
I'd like some schnitzel, strudel. I'd like some sausages.
Right in front of you, Clay.
Oh, look at that. Sausages, schnitzel, strudel. And I've got some lovely sauerkraut.
Eat it, Clay. Oh, and then immediately have a growler.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. So nice. Thank you for the welcome, Major Hogstetter.
Welcome to heaven, Clay.
Hi, it's heavenly.
Clay.
Wow. Apparently, that's it.
Well, you know, isn't it nice to know? He gave us so much pleasure. It's nice to know he's happy.
He gets taken care of up in heaven.
We learn so much every time we visit.
There you go, behind the scenes. And Rob, you think, who is Larry Hovis?
That was Carter.
Carter?
With the flaps on his hat.
Yeah, Rob thinks he might be dead.
Carter's no longer with us?
Yeah, so maybe he's on the second floor with Schultz. listen, we're up on a break because Greg Gumbel has a flexible schedule today, and he can only talk to us in a second, so we're going to break and come right back with him.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Wait, that's what I need.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're a master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
If you don't like them, tough ski-esque.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen. Joining us from CBS.
CBS.
Is our favorite Gumbel. Here is Greg Gumbel from CBS Football. Hi, Greg?
Good day, folks. How's it going?
Going great. Our favorite Gumbel. No offense to the other Gumbel.
No offense taken at all, no.
But as you know, Greg is always our favorite Gumbel to talk to, and we would be remiss if we didn't ask,
How's the other Gumball doing?
Doing fine, although, you know, he just had a little arthroscopic surgery on his knee just before Thanksgiving, and he's still limping, which kills him because, you know, he doesn't look good when he limps, but he's getting better.
Oh, good. All right, and everything's going well with you?
So far, so good. No complaints at all. We've had a really interesting season. We've done 14 games, and I know everybody talks about parity in the NFL, but out of the 14 games that we've done, the visiting team has won 11 of those 14 times.
Yeah, a bunch of great games. You know, Greg does. We had Phil on a couple of weeks ago. Greg
right.
and Phil are the number one team at CBS, and this week they're doing the Giants versus Pittsburgh game.
Weird year in the NFL.
And I know that you've got, like, meetings with Jim Fossil and stuff. But before we ask you about the serious football stuff,
yeah.
What about this thing that Playboy's doing with the hot girls of television? Now, you've got, from CBS, you got Bonnie Bernstein and...
yeah, Bonnie Bernstein on our show recently when we were up in New York.
Jill Arrington is on.
Mm-hmm. Other networks. And, you know, I kind of think if it would be worthwhile, we could try to stuff the ballot box, but it doesn't make any difference because none of these people are going to pose nude.
Well, don't you think that there's a chance that the weather girl from Fox would?
I don't know.
She's our choice, but if she got voted in...
Yeah, we thought she might. And didn't somebody say she might also? We weren't sure about that.
Yeah, maybe Rudy actually had that in his column.
Was it her husband?
I don't know. Is she married? Oh, dear.
I think she is.
Oh, dear.
So, listen, what has been the reaction in CBS to this? Are people taking it in the spirit that it's being given, or are these girls getting pissed off because they want to be considered journalists?
No, I don't know what the reaction has been, although I kind of think that they all have the same reaction. Hey, I'm a sports reporter first. And,
right.
And you know, and it's true, but, you know, what's happening, I think, is outside of their purview and their jurisdiction, and they're kind of viewing it from the outside, but I don't think you'll see any of them as being an active participant.
Well, what about you, Greg? Any chances of a Playgirl appearance for you?
Yeah, you know, we had a conversation on the air last week, and I was doing a promo for the Tina Turner concert that aired on CBS Monday night.
Right.
And I happened to mention to Phil that I saw that concert earlier in the year down in Tampa, because I live in Florida, and he said it was good, and I said it was great. And Phil said something about her having great legs, even nicer than mine. And I said, well, she cheats. She shaves.
What are your thoughts about, you know, obviously we have a national show, but we base it in D.C. Hey, you know, the thing with Norv, here's the deal, that my perception on Norv. People have been screaming for years to can him. Snyder finally cans him, and all of a sudden, Norv has become the equivalent of Vince Lombardi, who's been fired by this evil owner. I have a thought on who's right and who's wrong, but what's your thought? Is Snyder meddling too much?
No, you know what? You know, you hear that a lot. I mean, I heard it when I lived in New York. I heard that said about George Steinbrenner. You know, you hear it said about Jerry Jones. And you hear it about a lot of owners who are active participants. And, you know, the bottom line that no one is ever going to be able to dispute or to get away from, it's his team. He really can do whatever the heck he wants to do with it because it's his team, and you can't blame him for that. And if he's doing what he thinks is best for the team, whether he's right or not, you can't argue with the fact that he has the right to do it.
Yeah, he does have the right to do it, and I'd be curious to know your opinions on whether you think it is the right move, and even though it is his choice to do it, you know, there is a lot of talk that he might be running this team a little bit like a fantasy football team, and I'm curious how you think. Do you think the move is going to benefit the Redskins?
Well, how long has Norv been in Washington?
7 years.
7 years. Do you know that is probably at the long end by maybe a year, maybe even close to 2 years,
mm-hmm.
for what coaches consider to be about their life expectancy at a football team these days.
That's true. All right. Yeah.
You know, the rare exceptions are people like, we were talking about this earlier, Bill Cowher. This is his ninth year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's outdistancing most of the people in the National Football League.
That's true. You know, you don't. When you put it that way, you do remember that coaches don't last a whole
lot. Although, you know what? Cowher's teams, excuse me, unlike Norv's teams, at least Cowher's teams, most years, last year notwithstanding.
Yeah, they had a horrible year last year.
They're competitive.
Right.
I mean, most years they're in the hunt at least.
And he really did bring them back this year, too.
Yeah, but think of this, too. He's also the third youngest coach in the NFL.
That's amazing. I think of Bill Cowher as being around for a million years.
How about this? How about the fact that Jim Fossil is the longest tenured coach in the NFC East?
Hey, how about the mental health of Jim Fossil? I know that you're going to have a meeting with that guy soon. Is he just out of his friggin' mind?
No, I think he's pretty sharp. You know, he's got one of those, you know, he went into this whole thing with a, I'll take all the pressure on me and keep all the pressure off of my guys and let them do what they have to do. And, you know, you may say that's kind of rah-rah and collegiate, but, you know, you can't deny the fact that at least so far it's worked, and it's worked pretty well. I kind of think that the Giants, when they go into games, are as competitive as you would expect a team to be, with a few exceptions. And, you know, they've taken some heat, and Fossil has taken some heat because they said that, oh, you know, they haven't beaten anybody. But you know what? They not only beat the Eagles twice, they trounced them twice.
Yeah, and they killed them. And who would have thought at the beginning of the season that the Giants in Pittsburgh would be a significant game at this time of the season?
You've got that right. And, you know, and the fact remains that if the Giants win their last three, you know, not only are they going to make the playoffs, but they'll get a first-round bye as well.
Wow. All right, then let me end this. I know you have to, as a matter of fact, you're going to a meeting with Jim Fossil. Who is more mentally unbalanced, Jim Fossil of the New York Giants or Jim Nance of the NFL Today? Really, if you had to pick one of the guys as being more mentally unbalanced.
Why? What's your gripe with Jimmy?
No gripe, and you can ask Jim.
We worry about it. And Jim comes on the show a lot, and we worry about him. You know, we think he's wrapped a little.
We have him on all the time, and the guy is just wound like a top.
Well, here's what I discovered. I discovered that the guys on the crew have been having a conversation about me lately.
Really?
They were saying, can you imagine if Gumbel was still hosting the pregame show, he would be having a fit. Because I have always been against any day where the temperature drops below 60 degrees.
Oh, you hate doing that outside?
Oh, I'd be going nuts. And in addition to that one-hour show that they do, you know, they're out there rehearsing for a couple hours beforehand.
All right, so listen, just which one of the guys?
Oh, I guess it's got to be Nance.
It's got to be
Nance. There you go. Very good.
Thank you. Greg, go to your meeting. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Greg.
Take care. Happy holidays to you, okay?
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, everybody. The nice Gumbel.
Yeah. Such a great guy to talk to. I mean, really, he's funny, and we have a good time every time he comes on the show.
And I've just been handed the current results from Playboy.com.
Oh, really? Is that Melissa Stark at the top of the list?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to see naked in Playboy? I'll go from the bottom to the top, okay?
Sorry for spoiling the top. I looked and I saw it through the paper and I could tell.
Number 10 is Hannah Storm.
Well, that's who we thought would be number 10.
And listen, this has just got to be Hannah Storm getting on the computer and voting for herself 295 times.
I don't believe those are the final counts either. I think there's...
This is just the current total?
Right.
Just the current total. Right. As of whenever Charlie pulled us off the computer. Number 9 is Angie Arlen. I've never even heard of her. 348 votes.
Angie Arlen.
Then you have Pam Oliver.
Yeah, very hot.
Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
632. Then you have Summer Sanders. 1,178.
I don't get that.
I don't know who she's either. No, Don Crickey is not on the list. Number 6 is... Lisa Guerrero. She's another one I never heard of.
Rob has a thing about Don Crickey.
Number 5. Well, what man doesn't, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay, now number 5 is Inga Hammond.
Ooh.
From CNNSI.
Toot the pies out to cool.
She's got almost 1,500 votes. Number 4. Number 4, the whore. That rhymes. Bonnie Bernstein.
Now stop calling her that. We're going to get in trouble again.
No, she knows I'm kidding when I call her that.
Oh, God.
2,414 votes.
Oh.
Now, this is, I think, a surprise. The number 3 girl is Jillian Barbary.
Really? I would have pegged her for number 1.
2,580. Number 2 is Jill Arrington, that POA from CBS.
Yeah, Buzz showed me the picture of her.
2,984.
Wow. Pretty.
But by far the number one vote getter of the guy that the girl that guys want to see naked in Playboy is Melissa Stark.
Melissa Stark, sure.
4,857 votes.
And I think that bodes well for Monday Night Football. That's terrific that Melissa Stark is getting all those votes.
And
none of them are going to pose, though. I really don't think any of them would pose.
Well, I think the girl from Fox would.
You think the Jillian Barbary would?
Yeah, I think the weather girl would pose naked.
I suppose if you threw like $1 million at her.
I bet it would be one of those tasteful things where you would just see her boobs and maybe
I hate those.
Maybe you'd see
we all do
some of her bush.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't see the inside.
I didn't mind the one with what's her name, Gabrielle Reese, Gabby Reese,
mm-hmm.
in Playboy. That was, allegedly tasteful, but she's got a very interesting body.
I'd like to see that girl from Fox. I bet she would do it.
Yeah.
So everybody should go to Playboy.com and vote for her.
Jillian Barbary, simply because she's got the best chance of saying yes.
Right. Yeah, the best chance of really doing it.
Right.
And please, whatever you do, you know, stop this Hannah Storm joke. just stop the joke.
Right.
295 votes, please.
And then maybe next month, news reporters. You know, with all this election coverage, perhaps news reporters.
Yes, and we have news on that. But first, we have to pick our top five games of the week.
Very good.
Greg couldn't hang around to do it. So, Buzz?
Yes?
Congratulations, you're Greg Gumbel.
All right.
Let's pick our top five games of the week. And, of course, they just involve games in the markets we broadcast to.
Right.
First game, Detroit at Green Bay. Mike, I will take Green Bay.
I'm going to change mine. I had Green Bay written down, but I'm going to change it to Detroit. I think, Detroit has kind of made a comeback.
And, Greg?
The ghost of Vince Lombardi came to me in a dream and said the Green Bay Packers would win this one.
Minnesota at St. Louis. I will take St. Louis.
I will take Minnesota.
Greg?
I'll take Minnesota.
Why, Greg?
They just won recently, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they're coming off a win. I think they're going to have another.
All right, good analysis.
Mm-hmm.
How about Pittsburgh at the Giants? I will take the G-men.
Giants on a roll.
The Giants are on a roll this season. The Giants.
Seattle. Could you name one player of the Giants, Greg?
No.
No. Okay. Seattle at Denver. I'll take Denver.
I will also take Denver.
I'll take Denver also.
And do you have any players on Denver that you'd like to mention?
No. I don't think so.
I bet you, how much you want to bet he does know? I would bet he does know the name of the Seattle team.
All right. You don't think he knows the name?
No, I think he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does, too.
The Seahawks.
Oh, you got it.
Very good, Buzz.
Very good.
I mean, Greg.
And finally, the Sunday night game. Jets at Oakland. I will take Oakland.
I'm clueless about this game, but I'll take the Jets.
Greg?
I'll go with Vinny and the Jets.
Vinny who?
Testaverde.
Hey!
Wow.
Show off.
You are savvy. You are quite savvy. Thank you.
Well, I'm Greg Gumbel.
Thank you, Greg Gumbel.
You bet.
Our football segment is sponsored by Pev's Paintball.
All right. Yeah.
Visit the new location at Sterling VA, 703-709-7387, or online at www.pevs.com. Well, all that stuff with Greg Gumbel was going on.
Yes.
You know, they continue to F things up in Florida.
Yes.
They had the two verdicts today
from the counties
about the absentee ballots that went for Bush and against Gore.
Right.
So it looked like Gore had the nail in his coffin.
I will tell you just a little insight as to Gore supporters. Buzz and I are both Gore supporters. Buzz gave me this information out in the hallway. We reacted almost the exact same way. We kind of shook our heads and went, oh my goodness, and then we started to laugh.
Gore. The Florida Supreme Court, however, ruled in favor of Gore.
Yeah.
So Buzz, in a nutshell, what does all this mean?
Well, it means it continues, for one thing. Here's what the court ordered, and they were very divided. It was 4-3, so it was very close. They ordered a hand recount of the 9,000 ballots that are under question in Dade County. They've ordered a statewide undervote review, and I'm not entirely sure what that is. I'll be checking that between now and news time. They also, and I also don't understand this, somehow the Supreme Court ruling from the Florida Supreme Court added 383 votes to Gore's total, so Mr. Bush's lead is now 154 votes as things stand now.
Okay.
So now they are ordered to immediately begin that recount that they...
This afternoon.
It's been put on hold, really, for weeks.
Right away.
Quite a hand job they have going this weekend.
Yeah.
Who has a tougher hand job, do you think? The girls at the Bunny Ranch or the people down in Florida?
Oh, the Florida people, by
far.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Ryder hasn't had sex for 10 years.
Yeah, but the people at the Bunny Ranch, they're trained at their job. They practice a lot.
So that's like... big friggin' news, right?
It's huge. It really is.
I think what it means really is perhaps constitutional crisis, because I think what you're going to have to do, the Florida legislature is going to make, you know, they've got that security blanket for Bush, where they are going to pick the electors,
right?
And then in the event that the Supreme Court ordered hand count goes for Gore, there will be another set of electors, and it will eventually go to Congress. That's the way it's looking, right?
That's the way it looks. The Florida legislature's meeting, they started today. They'll be meeting next week to choose those electors.
That is effed up.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
That is major league effed up.
More than ever.
It's the system at work.
I wish I had bet you $1,000 that it would not be resolved by the time we went on vacation.
You know, I'll tell you, coming into work today, I was almost certain that the Supreme Court would go against Gore. They almost did, and I thought that right after that, you would have Gore concede. That's how close I think he came today. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, there's no reason for him to concede because they're going to do a recount.
No. Of course not.
They're telling him there's a chance.
I mean, right. If he conceded now,
Jesus.
The party partisans on his side would be mad at him.
You know, both you guys, I'm so sick of both those efforts. You know, let's just swear him in. Ladies and gentlemen, President Jesse Helms.
Yeah. Then your true politics finally come out. Oops. Why don't we make it Jesse Helms with Strom Thurmond as his running mate?
Now, what's wrong with these phones? There's a ticket that I can get behind, Mike.
Well, very happy with Don Geronimo has chosen us for the...
He was wiping fecal matter on her genitals.
We got a break?
Okay.
If you vote Thurmond, you better shorten the term to about 8 weeks.
Okay. Time out. We have to break. I think, what is it, the furniture guy's next? Christ.
Speaking of BM under the fingernail.
You know, we could never do a real show where you had, like, guests coming all the time.
Absolutely not.
We really couldn't. Look at how poorly we're handling this today.
Somebody tell the furniture guys we had a Christmas party to go to.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. I knew. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
Hey, what's bad and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
That was a joke from Make Me Laugh. We're going to be doing that shortly on the show.
Very good.
Hey. But we want to welcome back now. They're going to be in D.C. this weekend, and we're going to help them plug their event. The furniture guys.
Funny guys.
You know, we like them. Joe and Ed. Hi, guys.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Ed.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm effing this up somehow. It's Ed on line 9.
Joe. Hello.
Joe, Ed?
This is Ed.
Ed, is Joe there?
Is Joe? Joe's on another line.
Hold on. I'm still effing it up. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, we got to get Joe and Ed.
Hello, Joe?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is. And Ed.
Hello.
There, I did it.
Here's Ed.
How you guys doing?
I got it. Great.
Hey, listen, I hate to be the bearer of horrible tidings, but a tragedy just happened.
What?
Dan Rather's head just exploded.
He was eating a burrito.
Yeah, burritos and tacos flew out, apparently.
I can't handle it anymore. I want to tell you what a tragedy is for the furniture guys.
Yes.
How did you guys get effed by the Learning Channel?
How did we get effed? How did you know?
No.
Because I turn on the Learning Channel and your show's not on.
Well, you know, they're reshuffling everything.
Yeah, we love the Learning Channel. They're our friends, our pals. They're in Bethesda, for crying out loud. Don't anybody go down there to 7700 North Wisconsin Avenue and say, why aren't the furniture guys on anymore?
I can't believe that the Learning Channel is doing that. I mean, it's one of the best shows on the Learning Channel, right?
You know, it's a matter of voyeurism today. People don't want to come into our shop and watch us work. They want to see baby stories and wedding stories. They have a new one coming up, Enema Story.
Yeah, actually, the Learning Channel does have a few different broadcast capabilities, and we are on some of their networks, and we're on their digital satellite network, the Leisure Channel. But I'm sure we'll be back on their air very soon, and we're talking about a lot of exciting new shows with them and other networks.
All right,
good. Well, good. Yeah, let's emphasize the other networks.
Other networks.
Yeah. Because, you know, frankly, you know, there's that rule in broadcasting that you shouldn't burn a bridge, but I don't see why you just shouldn't.
Yeah, give them the matches.
Set the goddamn thing on fire.
Give me a gasoline.
No, you know, saying everything that goes around comes around, and actually, we only got thrown off their air by a 4-3 decision.
Yeah. But we're having a recount.
But that's okay. Joe and I got new jobs. We're on our way to Florida. We're both special masters.
Uh-huh.
Everything's fine down there. The recount's going to go fine because they've appointed Norv Turner to run the recount down there. And so everything's going to come out just great.
He's got the A material going.
Yeah. going.
But listen, about TLC, I mean, who wants to watch? I ever watch that awful show, Home Time?
Yes, yeah. I hate the home remodeling stuff.
You know,
do.
Where you've got the girl who's got the different guy pretending to be her husband, like in every other
you
different
mean Dean
episode.
Johnson?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wife does he have, right?
He's a famous bigamist, actually.
Well, it sucks on ice.
Now, maybe these guys could go on the Food Channel and build food.
We would love to, but there's no room in their studio ever since Al Roker moved in. Can't squeeze one more person in.
You know, if Al Roker and Paul Prudhomme are there at the same time, they have to close down the network.
They race their rascals up and down the hall.
Weird. Oh, they're motorized.
Rascal races.
Rascal.
You know, I love talking to these guys because they're just like us. They're
fun. And, you know, kudos to you. You don't get many jokes about the Rascal Scooter. You really don't.
Listen, first off, everybody, please, seriously, call the Learning Channel. I know that's not why they're here, but I'm telling you, they're getting screwed by them.
No, we like the Learning Channel. We love the Discovery Network. Oh. We're buddies with all the guys down there. They gave us our first big chance after we left local PBS in Philadelphia, where we live, but not in the same house, by the way. We're both very butch.
true. And our ex-wives.
Guys, the question of your sexuality had come up since you'd been on our show.
Oh, God.
Not that it matters, because we are a very pro-gay, pro-lesbian show.
We love lesbians. We love gays. I see your show mentioned on lots of porn star sites.
Yeah.
Not that I cruise the network internet looking for that kind of stuff.
Let him finish the question.
There was definitely a little sexual ambiguity the last time they were here, and they brought it on themselves by making an occasional comment.
Would there be anything that you would like to say today to our audience about your sexuality?
We are lesbians. We love women.
Okay.
I have to say that everything I have ever achieved professionally or monetarily has been done so that women will like me.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
It's as honest as you get.
All right, very good. Thanks. So you guys get that question a lot, and you play with it a little bit, don't you?
Hey,
don't
talk dirty. Sometimes I do, but
it's the dresses we consistently wear.
Well, then listen, let's find out about these guys. When you were here, we didn't give you guys our sex quiz.
Right.
Okay. This is a quiz that we give all celebrities on the show.
Okay.
It's 13 questions.
Let's go.
And we like honest answers. Ed, you answer first, and then Joe second.
Okay. He's not going to be put in an isolation booth?
No, not at all.
You guys, we can take care of this.
Well, can I? Because I'm horny.
Ed, we'll start with Ed. Ed, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
That would be an affirmative.
Joe, same question.
That would be no.
Ed, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
That would be negative.
Joe.
Me personally, I was not menstruating.
No, but you know what I mean, with a girl.
Oh, yes, that would be an affirmative.
Oh, definitely.
Joe, no.
Yes.
Oh, so they both changed both their answers.
That's a yes.
Ed didn't understand the question.
All right, and here's a very important question.
Oh, my God.
Ed, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Does age matter?
does money changing hands matter?
Could it be when you were a kid?
Yes, it could be.
We need a yes or no, gentlemen.
I once snuggled up to a guy, but that's only because we were sharing a cell.
You mean you didn't put pillows down between you?
No, I have never actually.
This is where they get me crazy.
This is why we get the questions about these guys.
I was connected to another guy via a woman. Does that count?
Put down two yeses, Buzz.
Two yeses.
There you go.
All right, but I didn't touch him.
All right. Ed, have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Joe, have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
And it was great. It was so guilt-ridden. I loved it.
Ed, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Oh, well, hot, lukewarm, and horrible. All different.
Joe, Ed, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Others, plural?
That's a yes for me.
In front of anyone.
Yes, I have.
All right.
Ed, have you? Or Joe, I'm sorry, Joe.
Yes, a big yes.
Big yes.
I mean a big yes, yes.
We got a couple of sluts here, there's no doubt about it.
I'm beating him by one, though.
Yeah. Ed, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Oh, yes.
Joe, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Name one, I'll tell you. Of course. We had sex in a public place, the same place. I had sex in a public library.
Ooh, I never did.
I did.
Wow. You never told me that.
Ed, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Oh, no. You mean other than the Learning Channel?
Yeah, right.
Yes, on my part.
Joe says yes.
That's a no to me. Oh, I'm a prude.
Here's another important question.
Yes?
Ed, have you ever enjoyed sex in the no-no spot?
Oh, theirs or mine?
Mm.
Yeah, what is that?
Either one.
Yes!
Yes, for me.
No, wait. That a special night I sometimes refer to as spicy triple delight. I'll not explain it, but I bet you can guess.
That was after you had the Chinese food.
Spicy triple delight night.
Ed, have you J-O'd today?
Today? No, but I'm getting ready.
All right, what about you, Joe?
It's a great quiz.
Is that, did I have a job offer?
No, not
today.
Well, here's
today.
An easy one. Ed, Joe, have you guys ever had sex in a car?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? This is America.
Yes.
Ed and Joe, have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
Hey, this is America.
Bernie, her name was Bernie.
All right, and now, the final question.
Yes?
Ed, what is your total number of sexual partners? You can round off to the nearest...
You can't give him that. He'll have, like, 92.
Nearest 10.
Ed, how many?
You know, I've often thought about this, and I usually fall asleep while counting. It's better than sheep. But it's hovering around the 100 mark, I gotta tell you. Around there.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not so braggadocious.
Joe?
Well, I have to say that most of them happened in the 70s.
Probably about 15.
15, okay. All right.
But the vast majority happened before 1980.
The nice thing is, gentlemen, we've had our news guy, Buzz, tabulating your answers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Buzz?
We have some new winners.
Do we really?
These guys set a new standard.
Get out.
10 yeses and 2 noes from each Ed and Joe.
Big
congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good job, fellas.
Joe?
Yes, whore. 4-3.
You are a whore.
You are a big one.
This puts you guys in the company of celebrities such as the guy who is Greg Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, well.
But unfortunately, neither one of you compare to wrestler Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, well, I figured.
He had slept with
1,300 to 1,400 women.
Oh, God. And how many guys?
We weren't sure.
He said
Betty is Wilt.
He said none, but we didn't believe him on that either.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how many had pants on?
I mean, how many guys have Diamond in their name? You know?
Now that, you know, I can't be sure if this is all going to make more people come out to Hearth USA to see us tomorrow or less.
All right, here's your plug, guys. Tomorrow, and you know, we endorse the furniture guys.
Yes.
They're great on TV. They're great on this show. They're great in person. If you live in the D.C. area, tomorrow they're going to be at Hearth USA at two different locations.
That's right.
1 o'clock in Rockville, that's on Rockville Pike, right next to Ethan Allen.
Got it.
And at 4 o'clock, they're going to be in the Springfield Plaza Shopping Center next to Gateway Country.
That's 7200 Old Keene Mill Road.
Not the new one.
The old one.
The one that you know about.
The old one. And if you need information on the furniture guys in D.C. tomorrow, go to www.hearthusa.com. Again, that's 1 o'clock in Rockville on Rockville Pike, and at 4 o'clock in Springfield, it's the old store in the next to Gateway Country.
And speaking of being a whore, I got to tell you that the Hearth USA is a fun store. It's got jacuzzis in there.
They got everything you want.
And hot tubs and
chili sauce.
It's like a playground for people with money.
But if it's Hearth, right, you can also get all that fireplace stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can get indoor fireplaces and cool stoves from Finland and all kinds of cool stuff.
And you know what else you can get there? Because we're going to be there tomorrow. You can get the Furniture Guys book.
Right, and T-shirts. We're selling them both.
We'll have some there.
What's it say on your T-shirts, gentlemen?
It says...
I've slept with over 50 women.
It says, we're not gay.
All right.
We just act like it on TV.
Right. Get out of here. You know, you guys are always welcome on our show.
Thank you very much,
we will
gentlemen.
Continue to plug this appearance for you. Have a great turnout tomorrow, and let us know your future on TV.
We will.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Ed and Joe, the furniture guys.
They are great.
Really good guys. You know, when we take time off, we always play best of tapes.
Right.
They're the only two guys that I've ever heard who I think could come in
yes.
and could handle doing
right.
the 4 hours.
Sure. Yep.
Taking phone calls and just effing around.
And when the four of us were here in the studio one day, it was ice cream headache central.
And how about that? They're not fags.
Well, you know, it's interesting, but they still throw in that that stuff.
They were ambiguous about it.
They were a little ambiguous, but I like that. That's also fun, too.
Well, they're good. Joe and Ed, and listen, despite what they said, they just got effed by the Learning Channel.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you look at the Learning Channel, and you get away from the ER shows and the shows like that, they could use a show like that, and I don't understand why they're screwing around with them. I hope they're back on a regular basis.
And I'm a guy who, frankly, you know this, Frieda said this earlier, I don't do dick around the house. I don't ever fix anything around the house. But I would watch the Furniture Guys.
And you do pick up, like, the information while you're being entertained.
But I would mainly watch them because they were funny.
That's right.
Because they would bust each other's balls all the time.
They did a thing one time. They take, like, a windowsill, right? They're replacing a rotted windowsill. It's a simple little process that really you could probably explain it in about 5 minutes. But they just do shtick around it, and it's really a great show to watch.
Okay, go see them tomorrow, Rockville Pike and Springfield Plaza. Go to Hearth USA for more information. HearthUSA.com. We will always continue to support the Furniture Guys.
Yeah. Good.
All right, now listen. There's no doubt that they make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They are two friggin' funny guys,
yeah,
and very honest guys. And the good news for everybody is that we're ready to laugh now that the Furniture Guys have been on the show.
Excellent.
Here's the deal we're offering. We got a pretty great prize today. 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events. You get a free WWF pay-per-view every friggin' month.
That's good.
Like the one that's on this Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, all the big guys, WWF Armageddon, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, live from Tampa Bay.
Good.
You can get it on Comcast or Cox Cable and order WWF Armageddon. How would you like 1 year worth of WWF pay-per-view for free?
Excellent.
All you got to do is make us laugh.
And I'll tell you something. Don is real easy at this, but I'll tell you right now. I'm just not in the mood today.
No, listen. Okay. He's using reverse psychology on you.
Yes, I am.
Mike is an easy lay when it comes to this game.
Not at all. I'm feeling very surly today.
But it's tough to make me laugh out loud.
Yes.
Although when I do buzz, it's righteous laughter. It's loud. It's a guffaw.
It's like Buzz's guffaws.
Yeah.
My belly laugh.
Imagine if we ever did this with Make Buzz Laugh.
Right.
This would be like an 8-hour show.
It'd be incredible. We'd have to get into the real serious wounding ourselves physical comedy.
Listen, well, I'll tell you this. Generally, like dumb jokes and stuff.
Right.
That doesn't cut it. I can't tell you. We'll just take random calls. We come back from the break.
That's a good thing. We don't know what cuts it. We really don't know. It's always something that kind of surprises us.
The first person, though, that makes us laugh
right.
gets the WWF year pay-per-view. So start calling right now at 877-365-3637.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Killing motherfucking bus tonight today. Mama,
Mama,
I'm coming home.
I had a good one.
See, I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names?
Yeah.
You know who you are. Know who you are.
Name the old guys by name, because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy.
Oh.
Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't that a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you're pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgi.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
Oh, good. It'll give Deuce chill to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
We were told, we were given some information that at the Christmas party tonight, they're going to be playing the raw, unedited tape of Stacy really going off on people at the paintball.
Won't that be big fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we mingle with all of our happy co-workers tonight.
One big happy family.
If you just tuned in, well, then you missed the news that Ryder, the guy from the show a couple of days ago, the guy who was in the car accident, he's in Reno.
Yes, he is.
Everything got worked out. Mike and I chipped in, sent him out there. KPLY came through. They got him a hotel room. The Balfour Insurance Agency came through and gave him some walking around money.
We even talked to the madam and a couple of the porn stars who work in the bordello.
Yes, at the Bunny House.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch,
the
right?
Moonlight Bunny
midnight.
Ranch.
Is it midnight or moonlight?
Moonlight. I think it's Moonlight. Yeah, Moonlight Bunny Bunny Ranch.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
That is that's the hoe house he's going to. And you will hear the recap of everything that happened to Ryder. After a 10-year absence from sex,
right,
he's finally going to get laid tomorrow.
But as for now, he was really enjoying his chicken wings. That's what he wanted to talk about.
And, you know, that's our Christmas wish. That's as beautiful. Far as we go as far as doing something nice for somebody.
You know, this is a guy that when he wrote in the letter, he said he didn't like, you know, didn't feel like living anymore. And, you know, he seemed to turn the corner when he was in here in the studio the other day. And now
he's
set.
He's there.
He's set.
So, listen, these were such great moods. Go ahead. Make us laugh.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get us on a better day. Christmas party tonight.
That's right.
Right. Mike and I celebrating our 15th anniversary.
Yes.
You're not going to find a better day. Go ahead. I dare you. Make us laugh. And win a year of WWF pay-per-views. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Who's this?
This is Eric from Baltimore.
Go ahead, Eric. Make us laugh.
All right. Did you know that they just did a survey recently where 60% of all men masturbate in the shower and the other 40% sing? Do you know what they sing?
What?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Nice effort.
All right. Thanks.
Like I told you, generally jokes don't cut it.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Tracy, where are you from?
I live in Virginia.
All right, honey, make us laugh.
In the D.C. area.
That was a very tough question for Tracy.
Make us laugh.
Okay, I just want to tell you about this Christmas when I was 16 years old. And I was at kind of that awkward stage around my family that I wanted to kind of impress them and make them laugh. And one of my relatives dressed up as Santa Claus, and they put all the little kids on his lap. And then, of course, they made me sit on his lap. And I was trying to think of something funny to impress all my relatives, and I'm really self-conscious about being short. So when Santa Claus says, "What do you want for Christmas?" I yell, 6 inches!
Okay, like I said, please, someone, anyone, make us laugh.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And listen, I don't want anybody to think that these are like screened bits.
No, this is just people randomly off the telephone.
These are unscreened calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
I mean, Jesus Christ, there's no way. I mean, as dumb as Charles Broyhill is, there's no way he would screen these calls.
No way.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
No matter how senseless his taste for comedy is.
Sure.
And when it comes to comedy, he has no taste.
He is quite the comedy genius.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Make us laugh.
Okay, well, I'm not very good at comedy, but I'm pretty good at greetings. Welcome to my world.
Played out.
Yep.
If that had been the original Welcome to Our World call.
Oh, I mean, imagine the first day that we started to laugh, then the first day we brought it into the studio. If he had done it then, that would be second or third day.
You would have had us.
That's great.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Tough audience today.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm going to make them laugh.
Yes, who's this?
Sean.
How are you going to make us laugh when you don't even know it's us?
I know. Oh, yeah. I'm going to make you laugh.
Okay. Sean, hold on. Where are you from?
I'm from Springfield.
From where?
Springfield.
All right, go ahead. Make us laugh.
Well, I'm just kind of feeling sorry for those hookers because you just told Ryder not to wash his hands after he ate those spicy chicken wings. And I'm just thinking he's going to diddle one of them and, oh, Lord.
Right.
Well, the silence is truly deafening right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And that guy was so confident. I'm going to make them laugh.
You know, usually on Make Them Laugh, I it's a little effort that I have to expend. I'm not requiring any effort at all not to laugh at these.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
You ready to laugh?
Where are you from? What's your name?
Spanky from Clifton.
All right, Spanky, make us laugh.
Holy sweet Jesus. What is this in your Foot Locker private pile? It's a jelly donut, sir. A jelly donut? What's a jelly donut doing in your footlocker, Private Pile? I brought it from the mess hall, sir. From the mess hall? A Private Pile. You're not allowed to bring food from the mess hall, isn't it?
No, you know, if you're going to do it, at least get the dialogue right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, please.
And the name, Rob. Rob and I were kind of going with the name when he said Spanky.
Yes, who is this? This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Herndon.
Scott, make us laugh.
Cinderella story. She came from nowhere. 320 yards to green. Takes 9 iron. It's in the hold. In the hold!
You know where they lose me, and nobody loves Caddyshack.
And you know, Mike started to smile.
Started to smile, and then the lyrics the lyrics to Caddyshack were messed up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to try to make them laugh.
Okay, everybody calling? It's us. We're not screening these calls.
Yes.
Oh, you're not?
So don't say, I'd like to try to make them laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because right away, that puts you at a disadvantage.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, listen, I'd like to start by kissing your asses, but let me just tell you that this is not a joke. It's a dream I had 2 nights ago.
All right, what's your name?
This is Tony in Burlington.
Hold on. Tony, didn't you call us and try to tell us this dream the other day?
No.
Okay.
Never.
All right, go ahead.
Never. But I dreamt that I died and I went to heaven. When I got to heaven, and I swear, all of this is true. I dreamt. I died. I went to heaven. When I got to heaven, they let me in, and I looked around, and the angels walking me around the place, showing me around, and I look, and I see there's clocks everywhere. And I'm looking at these clocks, and they...
It's like out of some joke book.
Wow, the hour hand on the clock, it just jumps around an hour. It just... Whips right around. I said, what are all these clocks here? And he said, well, there's a clock for every person down on Earth. And he said, when that person J.O.'s, that hour hand jumps ahead an hour. And I'm looking around, and I see all my friends.
I just hung up on that guy. Mm. This is the problem with your common joke.
Too long.
Is that... Whoever tells the joke, and it's not only that guy, it's anybody that's trying to tell you a joke like at a party or at an office or something.
Right.
There's like 15 minutes of build-up.
Right. That's kind of good about the internet, you know, when you get them. But then again, telling a joke is an art form, and there are certain people that can do it. Uh-huh. And, you know, just a tip to anybody who's at a party, if you're in a room with somebody who's a good joke teller, and I've been around guys that go, like, rattle off 14 of them in a row, and everybody's laughing, and then...
You're looking at one right now, Mike.
Absolutely, Don. And it's Don Geronimo, incidentally.
Yeah.
And then when the person comes in after the guy gets done telling, like, 10 jokes, and the other guy decides he's going to do it, right. It doesn't matter if his joke is funnier.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the old showbiz rule. Never follow someone who's better than you.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, like those amateur nights at comedy clubs. You know, if somebody really kills them, it's the worst thing in the world to go on next.
That's why it kills us to be on after G. Gordon Liddy every
day. You made me laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You made me laugh, Brother Donald.
How you doing, Slim? How you doing, Stretch? Buzz? Sonny?
Hello.
Hey, what was George W.'s first job?
What?
He was the model for Alfred E. Newman.
Ugh. Okay, we're still waiting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Forrest.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, make us laugh.
Do you know what Dick Van Dyke's name was before he got it changed for show business?
What?
Penis Van Lesbian.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this? That guy calling back again. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, it's Matthew from Wichita.
Matthew, make us laugh.
All right, a guy walks into a psychiatrist's office, and he's obviously mentally disturbed, and he's completely naked except for he's got saran wrap wrapped around his waist. So the psychiatrist comes out and takes one look at him and says, well, I can clearly see you're nuts.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I can make them laugh.
Go ahead, it's us. Who's this?
This is Jason from Arlington.
Jason, make
now. You want ready?
Yes, make us laugh, Jason.
Okay. After the Carolina game, the first game of the year, called up Andy Poland. I said, hey, Andy, great game.
I don't know.
McDaniel.
Always get a good cell phone if you're going to play the game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Outrageous anus, if you please.
You know what? I cracked and Mike didn't on that one.
Come on.
Sorry. You got me. I didn't laugh.
No.
But I smiled.
Well, rigged indeed.
Yeah. I smiled and I looked at Mike and you were having nothing of it.
No. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Proud of you. Way to hold back. And the rule is both of us have to go. Actually, the whole room has to go.
Yeah, but it's really just you and me.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, if both of us get going, usually everybody's going to get going.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, make us laugh.
You know why a lesbian can't be on a diet and wear makeup at the same time?
Why?
When you got Mary Kay on your face, it's hard to eat Jenny Craig.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike. Guy walks into a bar, orders a beer. The bartender's going to get him the beer on the other side of the wall. He notices a giant glass jar full of $20 bills. Looks at the bartender and says, hey, bartender, is that your tip jar? And he goes, no. And he goes, well, what is it? He goes, well, if you can do three things the bar asks you to, you can have the money in that tip jar. He goes, what do you got to do? He goes, you see that big Indian sitting down at the end of the bar? He goes, you got to knock him off his chair and live to tell about it. He says, if you can do that, there's a pit bull outside with a loose tooth. You got to pull his tooth out. He's chained to the fence. If you can do that, there's a lady who lives next door that weighs 600 pounds. You have sex with her. He goes, man, I ain't having sex with a 600-pound lady. Bartender goes, that's why there's so much money in there. So the guy sits there about 2 hours and having beer.
Another classic example of how a joke can go on.
Oh, I mean, that joke was, I mean, that joke had so many things
too
to
long.
Take, so much business to take care of before we were going to get a punchline.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, make us laugh.
Hey, did you hear about the two old men sitting at the bar and one said, hey, have you been getting any on the side lately? And the other one goes, hell, it's been so long since I got any, I didn't know they moved it.
You know, this is really getting bad now.
Sorry. Yeah, it's getting difficult.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, that's a bad sell. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh, please.
Hey, Don, I recently gained 20 pounds, and now I hurt my back every time I try to wipe my ass.
What, is that what that one made you laugh?
No, I'm just smiling. I don't know why. You know, it's the dumb stuff. It's the stuff.
Hello,
you know.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Make us laugh.
Hey, what do you call a whore with a runny nose? Full.
What? Full. Full. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And Mr. Spiewak with a grin from the back. It seemed like...
You like that
he one? Likes any joke with whore in it.
Hello, who's this?
That's what
Hello, this is Deandra.
Yes, hi, honey. Make us laugh.
Okay, I was 16 years old, got drunk the first time, and I got sick and slept walk with my bra and panties on into my parents' room, sat down on the edge of their bed. My mom woke up and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to the bathroom, and picked up the remote control and turned on the TV.
Right, a side splitter. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, make us laugh, please.
I told my wife my thumb could swallow, I would have never got married.
You know, this is really becoming embarrassing now.
Yeah. And we're not trying not to laugh. No, we're right. Waiting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Open.
What's between my breast?
What?
My belly button.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
Yes.
You know, once...
She hung up.
You know, once again, Mike, I got to give you your credit.
Yes.
You are the stronger of the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did laugh at that. Only because I know that old hag.
Yeah, you know, it's Kravitz and you know it's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
An old drunk walks into a full bar, goes right up to the guy at the corner. He says, hey, I just had sex with your mother. Everybody at the bar is like, whoa. And the guy doesn't do a thing. He says, yeah, you know, she left it. And I did her in a no-no spot. Still nothing. And he says, and she was screaming out my name. And finally the guy at the bar says, go home, Dad. You're drunk.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It is I, G. Gordon Liddy, known relatively to some as the G-Man. And just for reference, boys, it is Bam Bay and Akura. And for Rob, it is Bar, Mr. Son of Bitch.
Almost.
Closer.
Almost.
Yeah. Closer.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
We smiled at that.
Yeah, we did.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Otherwise, we're sitting here scowling right now.
Yeah, we're scowling.
We're frowning at you.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Yeah, a guy goes to a Halloween party in nothing but a pair of jeans. Guy comes up to him and says, hey, what are you supposed to be? He says, I'm premature ejaculation. I just came in my pants.
Mike, now you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself for laughing at that.
I'm so sorry.
That is not funny. But I'll give you slack because you didn't laugh at the dumb ones I laughed at. Sorry.
I've never heard that before.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I didn't laugh.
Hi.
Sorry. Hi.
Hi, this is Roger in the state of Maine. How are you doing?
Hi, Roger. Make us laugh.
Okay, well, this guy, he wanted to go out drinking with his friends, and his wife didn't want him to. So he went out anyways, and when he came back from home from drinking, he was pretty drunk. And he says, well, I know my wife likes oral sex, so he crawls under the sheets, gives his wife oral sex. And after he's all done with oral sex, he goes to the bathroom, and when he gets to the bathroom, he sees his wife sitting in the toilet. He says, hey, what are you doing here?
So you know, bad cell phones
just F up a joke.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
This is painful. I've already tried to run the car into three trees. Come on, you gotta give this a break, please.
Come on. Hello, make us laugh, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Hello, my friend. What is white and bright with and full of sight?
What?
My penis.
We're almost, listen, I don't want anybody to think we're going to sit here for the next two goddamn hours and do this lame bit.
Never been this bad before.
Oh, yeah, it has, Buzz. I'm sure it has.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Like to give
hey, Don and Mike.
The guy that came in his pants, I'd like to...
I think I can make you guys laugh.
Go ahead.
What do you see when you pull down the Pillsbury Doughboy's pants? Donuts!
Old.
Right. Well, at least he hung up. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Black man walks into a bar, got a parrot on his shoulder. Bartender says, where'd you get that thing? Parrot says, Africa, they got a million of them there.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, I'm going to make you guys laugh, Don. This is Doug. How are you?
Hi, Doug. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, this cowboy comes riding in off the plane. He gets off his horse, ties it up to the post, walks around back, lifts the horse's tail, and kisses him on the ass. This old guy... says, hey, why are you kissing this horse on the ass? He goes, well, I've got chapped lips. He says, well, does that help chapped lips? And he goes, no, just keeps me from licking them.
You're bad.
What are you doing?
You're bad. I'm laughing at you laughing.
I'm sorry. Just
any good? Did I do it?
No, I didn't get it. We got to laugh.
Okay.
No, but you made
a smile, and I kind of chuckled.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm getting weak.
Hello.
Don and Mike show?
Yeah, make us laugh.
Eric!
Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Yes, sir. Two guys are speeding through Texas, get pulled over by the highway patrol. Highway patrolman comes up there, knocks on the window. Guy rolls it down. Highway patrolman, whack, hits him right in the forehead, right? Gives him a great big knot. Then he looks at the passenger and goes around the other side, taps on the window. The guy rolls it down. Whack! Tattoos him right in the center of the forehead. Guy goes, hey, what the hell did you do that for? He goes, that's for 5 minutes from now. The guy goes, 5 minutes from now? He says, yeah, for 5 minutes from now, when you're going down the road, you're going to say, I wish that SOB had tried that with me.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show. Make us,
there's certain ones that actually literally suck the life out of the room.
Make us laugh. All right, that's a hang-up. Hello, make us laugh, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? I got one for you.
Yeah.
What did the fish say when he ran into the wall?
What?
Damn. When three people walk into a lawyer's office, a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead, the lawyer looks at the three girls and goes, hey, no.
You can't use the F word.
F word, can't use the...
You can't use the F word. No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
No.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Chuck from Manassas.
Yes, Chuck.
I want to tell you a story. A couple weeks ago, I was dropping my parents off at the airport, coming back. I had to go to the bathroom worse than anything ever. I'm worried so much about going to the bathroom. I missed the exit, take an extra 2 miles out of my way. I cracked in my pants on the way home. I'm hovering over the sea all the way home. Finally get to my front door, come out of my car. My neighbor walks up to me. I got to stand there with my back up against the car, pretending like nothing's going on while I'm talking to her. As soon as she walks away, then I can haul ass into the bathroom.
A crap your pants story. We smiled.
We didn't laugh.
We didn't laugh.
Just smiled. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm going to make you guys laugh.
Okay, please. We're waiting for anybody to.
A skeleton goes into the bar with the mop. That's it.
I don't get that.
Rob, can you help? Can you assist?
I don't get that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, so there I was over in India. I was a looper, you know, a pro cat, you know, and up walks the Dalai Lama himself.
It's not original, you know. I mean, it's been done before, you know.
Second Caddyshack guy. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys, you ever fart in a bathtub? You look down, the bubbles roll up, hit you in the face. It's the worst stench you've ever felt. I did it last night.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Well, I'm not going to do it with a joke, but I'm going to try to do it with a question, Bon. What would you do if your program director tried to throw a lamp at you?
I know. That one doesn't count.
Right. Why?
That one doesn't count because... Is this the guy who called you the other day in the office?
Yeah, right? It is, of course. It's Herbie from Glen Burnie, Mike.
Hi, Herbie.
It's the guy who called you in the office.
Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you? I made you laugh.
Okay, yeah, I chuckled.
How else would anybody else know that? But that's
right.
An inside story.
That's right. I'm sorry, I was lulled to sleep for a moment.
Hello, Don and Mike. Please make us laugh.
Listening to Don and Mike makes me feel like a woman again.
And I would like all of our advertisers to take note of the caliber of listener that you reach.
Yeah.
Yep. When you spend your money advertising on the Don and Mike show.
We still have to thank everybody that is at least trying and continuing to try with this going on.
No shortage. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
If Courtney Cox Arquette divorced David Arquette and married producer David Zucker, she'd be Courtney Cox Zucker.
You know what? I laughed at that.
It was cute.
And she hung up.
She hung up.
You didn't laugh, but I laughed.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know as soon as I heard Courtney Cox and I heard Zucker,
right.
I knew it was going to be Cox Zucker.
Exactly. That's the reason when you hear that, it's just, you know, it's a surprise.
But like you with the guy who said that he came in his pants, you know,
right,
with his jeans.
Yeah.
I hadn't ever heard Zucker
with
Cox.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I'm doing being good today, aren't I?
Hello.
You are. Hello.
Tony?
Pardon me?
George Peterson here. Listen here, Buster. Better mind your P's and Q's before I come over there and bust your ass.
You know, it's the guys that are doing the movie quoting but not getting the lyrics right. And I keep saying lyrics.
But I know what you mean. The
dialogue, right.
If the guy had that right...
It could be a potential victory.
That I mean, if a guy had called up spontaneously and gone, Rooney?
Right.
I mean, we're on the floor.
You're an a-hole.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's black and sits on top of the stairs?
What?
Christopher Reeve after a fire.
Oh, how horrible. We both laughed. We've all laughed at that. Oh, my God.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God. Isn't it? Aren't we sick? I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody.
We have a winner. And you know what?
Yes.
That was natural.
I know.
That was natural.
I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, we are horrible.
You are an awful person.
You're an awful person, but you won.
and
it grows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It grows on you.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
And right there, ladies and gentlemen, that is the beauty of Make Us Laugh, because we are being real with you. We all laughed.
We did. And you know what?
Buzz.
I mean, that was really, really... Buzz is smiling a little bit over there. That was a real natural reaction. I mean, that was... I hate to say it, but it's true.
Funny. What's your name?
Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
Bakersfield.
Todd, enjoy your free pay-per-view.
No problem.
12 months of WWF pay-per-view events, WWF Armageddon, in demand, Sunday night, 8 p.m., live from Tampa Bay. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order WWF
and
Armageddon.
I do believe a definite window into our off-air senses of humor around here.
Yeah.
And when you do this for a living, you get a little jaded, ladies and gentlemen. And it takes a lot.
Well,
it really does.
He did it.
Can we hear it again one more time, sir?
What's black and sits at the top of the stairs?
What?
Christopher Reeves after a fire.
Oh, my.
It's still funny the second time.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
You know, after all that, and we couldn't do anything about it. It was purely spontaneous.
No, yeah. It was. Congratulations.
Hey, spontaneous. That's like a fire joke.
You made us laugh.
Yep, absolutely.
Hold on a second.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks, guys.
You sick son of a bitch. You made us laugh. Christopher Reeve.
How about you?
Okay, yeah. How about you, Superman?
Hey.
We will be right back. Hey, listen, that's what Make Us Laugh is all about.
Absolutely.
Right? You just heard it happen.
It's always that surprise joke.
Beautiful. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We fight JD all the time.
We do. Constant battle with JD.
Now listen, normally this is a show for adults, but I want to tell any moms or dads right now that for at least during the beginning part of the next segment,
right,
maybe you can have your kids listen.
Maybe.
Like for maybe the first 30 seconds of the segment. And then you'll want to immediately turn the radio off. Yes, it's a Friday favorite, and I'll tell you right now that he's joining us from the North Pole.
That's right. It's Kris Kringle. Santa Claus.
Now,
Santa?
Hello! Merry Christmas!
For the first 30 seconds, if you could sober yourself up long enough.
What?
30 seconds, 30 while little kids are listening.
30 seconds or what?
Do 30 seconds of your Santa Claus.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Go.
Okay. All right. Hi, boys and girls. This is Santa Claus, and I'm going to bring you all sorts of wonderful food.
Hey, no drinking.
Sorry. I vomited all over my red suit.
Santa puked.
Jesus Christ.
All right, moms and dads, turn the radio off now. Santa. All right, Santa.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Santa baby.
How are you?
You are effed up.
Huh?
You are effed up.
No, on the contrary. On the contrary. I'm fine. I'm feeling as good as I've ever felt. I just had a little Christmas cheer with your sales department. I tell you, I've had some good times. I really have. I had a good time with all those people. Who is Steve Goldstein? They hate him.
All the people
hate him.
Wow. Santa?
Oh, yes.
Or excuse me, in this situation, I like calling you Kris.
Yeah, Kris Kringle. Go ahead, call you Christopher, Kris, Chrissy.
Hey, did you hear our Christopher Reeve joke?
Hold on,
he's going to get sick again. I hate it when Santa pukes. I really hate it when he pukes.
Yeah.
I hate it when Santa pukes.
I know you do,
Santa.
It's a Christmas tradition.
In your beard. Chunks in your beard.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Fajitas and vodka don't go together. Fajitas and vodka don't go together.
Listen, take your Santa suit off.
Take a growler. Santa's going to take a growler. I am. Right now.
Oh, no.
Santa,
don't take it.
He's pulling his pants
out. Look at this. Imagine that. A man in a confined space. It was very bad. Santa
is taking a... Are you taking a dump?
Oh.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh, no. You know what?
Nothing's coming out. Oh, Santa has an impacted colon. I'll pull my pants back up.
Just as well.
Let me pull my pants back up.
So look, underneath the Santa suit, he's got...
He's wearing
a goddamn wife beater t-shirt. When did you get the tattoos?
Look at my nipples. Look at my pretty nipples. And Santa Claus, have you been a good boy?
When did you get the tattoos?
I got them a couple of years ago, I guess.
I didn't see them last year.
I got them again. I think I'm in San Diego. I was doing a... I was doing a bit down in San Diego last November 23rd or 4th. And I went to, you know, they got the military bases there, and I went into a tattoo parlor. And they said, hey, Grandpa, you know, call me Grandpa, call me Kris. Well, call me Santa Claus. And the boy gave me a little tattoo right over here. I got over here the heart.
Yeah.
With Mrs. Claus, see?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Nice.
Over here, I got the Celtic ornament over here, and a barbed wire right up at the top. You like it? Yeah. I'm not as taut and tight as I used to be, but I'm doing pretty good.
So what's the deal with
your jolly old elf?
Santa, what's the deal with your nipples?
My nipples are pierced. Look. I mean, I'm not going to take the whole t-shirt off. I'll just pull it over to the side.
They
got one Santa B cup right here. Hey, take a look at that. What do you think of that, huh? It's gold. There's gold in those there hills. I tell you right now, you like that? It's right through the nipple.
You got some tig bitties.
And they did it without anesthesia. I was, I was drunk, but they did it without. And this other one here, look. I got this one here.
That one doesn't look good.
No, it's infected. Oh. That's why I don't have the chain through it. I usually have the chain through it, and when I'm not performing, I run the chain from both nipples right up to my tongue. You know, I got a pure stomach here, look.
What about your scrot?
Scrot, not yet. I don't, you know, down there, Santa doesn't like it. I got to ride a lot, you know, on the sleigh. And it's, you know, hard landings. I don't want to get it, but this is badly infected. Would you like to see it again?
Your breath.
My left nipple is badly infected.
Pus is coming out.
Hold on. Let me throw a little of this on it.
Oh, don't put.
Oh!
It's going to burn.
Jeez, Louise.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a hurt.
Sure. You're putting alcohol
that's a sore one.
On an open wound.
Oh, that's a sore one. Mrs. Claus gives you her best. Oh, I love doing this show. You know why I love doing this show? Because it's a break from dealing with those stinking brats. I don't mind telling you, the stinking brats, everywhere you go, I got to do, you know, I only do the big places for all those people. Can I let you in on a secret here?
Yeah.
Let Santa have just a little piece of vodka.
All right, okay, but don't throw it back up.
Okay, let Santa just tell you one thing right now.
All right, go ahead.
All that stuff about, for you know, the malls.
Yeah.
Mall Santas suck. That's my personal opinion. Okay, the real guy, you want to go see the real Santa, you go to two places.
Where?
You go to F.A.R. Schwartz in New York City.
You go there?
Huh?
You go there?
I go to F.E.O. Schwartz in New York City.
Right.
And I go to F.E.O. Schwartz in New York City. You know what I'm telling you?
Those are the two places you go?
That's the ones I go to. And that's where you want to see the real Santa Claus, is where he's going. And that's where I am. Uh-huh. Every year, that's where I go.
Where do you stay in New York? We stay at the Plaza?
What?
You stay at the Plaza?
I play at the Plaza. What?
Do you ever stay at Parker Meridian?
No. I stay, where did I stay last time? I stayed at Park Central. I stayed at the Park Central.
Good.
They don't have any effing phones. The room I'm in, it smelled like puke, and I didn't have a phone. You know what I'm talking about, pissed off. I called down there. I said, I got to make some phone calls. I got to be places, you know, and they don't give me the phones. And it's just, it kills me. I don't.
You know, that's a coincidence.
But don't buy your mom Santa's what I want to tell all the
parents.
The parents out there, don't buy the ball Santa. The ball Santa's are crap. They're not a pile of crap.
Are you getting laid?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you got a piece of ass?
Not laid. You know, I get a world.
When's the last time you got a BJ?
Yesterday.
From who?
Stripper.
Where?
Downtown in Washington.
Wow. What place?
Camelot.
How much you pay?
Free.
Wow. For your Santa?
Yeah, she wanted a sports car.
She what?
She wanted. Okay, you speak English? She wanted a sports car.
So because
she wanted a sports car. I'll use sign language, okay? She wanted a sports car from me, Santa. So I said, I will get you a sports car. I don't wear, you know, the red suit. In there.
I wear
a red suit. You know, you talk about guys like Tiger Woods bitching about the paparazzi.
You know
what it's like for me when I wear this suit?
What's mine?
I forget it. I can't go anywhere. That's why I drink. Yeah? Jesus Christ.
So you mean you gave a girl a sports car for a BJ?
Oh, yeah. I told her I'd get a sports car. I don't get everything he asked me. Well, you know, let's be real.
Way to go.
Let's be real.
So you're not going to give her the
sports car? No, I'm like the Queen of England, for Christ's sake. I'm a figurehead.
All right, let me ask
you. I'm not a real. You think I make all the toys for good girls and boys everywhere?
I know
for
we've been,
sakes, I
know,
don't.
We've been
I am
through
a
that.
Folks model. We've been through that last year. I explained the whole deal to you.
Can you give me a PlayStation? PlayStation 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you want one?
Yeah.
Sure.
How much?
Free. It'll be a Christmas present. Oh, you didn't put your Christmas present. See, I'm shaking my belt.
Are you lying to me?
Oh, it shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. You better not watch. And laying a finger. You know what I never understood? Laying a finger aside of his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was so incorrect. Well, you know the story about little old Satan egg?
Yeah.
You know, laying a finger aside, laying a finger aside of his nose is BS. It was placing a finger deep into his nose.
No.
Because Santa Claus, yes, I had a crunchy that I had to mine out. So I wasn't laying a finger aside of his nose. What I did was I was mining for gold, just like this, and I ate it.
There you go.
I love your show, though. Your show is killer.
What is the gift I just asked you for?
Car.
No, for my kid.
Oh.
Oh, you get a bike. Bicycle.
No.
Bicycle.
I just asked you.
Football.
Give me a PlayStation.
Oh, PlayStation. PlayStation. Jesus.
That's what he wants.
He wants his PlayStation. I'll buy it for him.
I can't.
Why not?
Because they're all sold out everywhere.
Okay, I got a couple. I got a couple in the truck.
Do you have them on you?
No. If I on me, they wouldn't be in a truck, would they?
I didn't mean physically on you, but did you have them in your car?
Yeah.
What do you have today, the Navigator?
No. I got a beauty. I got a beauty out there. You see it? It's in your parking lot.
Well, I haven't seen it. What are you driving?
It's one of the new Yukon XLs.
Ooh,
the Chevys.
Nice.
And the GMCs.
Nice.
Oh, man. It's got captain seats in the second row. Full video system. It's got a great look. It's got the big V8. V8 in it. V8. The only thing I can't do is take a dump in that car. But I almost took one on your studio floor, didn't I? Didn't Santa Claus?
You did.
Is this as drunk as Santa Claus has ever been on your show?
I think you've been. No, this might be the drunkest you've ever been.
Okay. Well, I got something to shoot for next year. We did some kamikaze shooters before I came in here.
Oh.
I did some kamikaze shooters with one of your salespeople down there, downtown, Bretta. Yeah.
Bretta. She's not.
You got a nice log splitter.
She's not the girl who wanted the car, is she?
No, that was the stripper earlier. Hey, look, I can wrap my bells around your microphone stand.
He's effed up.
Who let the dogs out? Oh, that's a good song. Everybody wants that song, too, on a special CD. It's Who Let the Dogs Out. I said, okay. But I come here to relax and be among friends, you know, see how you... Who gave you the Christmas flower?
Station in Iowa.
Huh?
A station in Iowa.
A station in Iowa. Iowa. Who the hell lives in Iowa? You're on in Iowa?
We're on all over the country.
Well, I know you're on all over the country. I know you're on Iowa.
Yeah.
Hey, Iowa. How you doing? Nice place to be from. Yeah. I never go there.
Now, listen, let's talk about that.
I don't do Iowa. I'll tell you the tours.
Okay, yeah.
You want to see the real Santa? You got F.A.O. Schwartz in New York City. I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
I go out to California. I go to the Beverly Center. I do the Beverly Center. I see the center of the Beverly Center where, you know, where they have everybody come up. I don't wear exclusive stores in Beverly Center. I go out to Chicago.
Where you go, Marshall Fields?
Marshall Fields in Chicago, the big one, the one downtown.
Right.
I go down to Florida, Miami, Florida. I do a restaurant on South Beach. What the hell is the name of it? Does it matter if I forget the name of it?
That's all right.
Okay, I do a restaurant on South Beach, and then I do my grand finale. I come up here to Washington, D.C.
And you know
what?
Coincidentally, Santa.
Yeah.
All the places you're mentioning?
Yeah, rock and roll.
They're all the places that Mike O'Mara likes to shop when we travel around.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Marshall Field?
Yeah, the Beverly Center.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
And a...
Oh, hold on.
And a restaurant down in South Beach that you can't remember the name of.
Okay, sorry. How's that guy doing? Where's he?
I don't know.
Yeah, dirtbag.
Here's a message from Santa.
Oh,
Santa's Fart was sponsored by Egar's.
Who stepped on the duck?
www.egar's, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Yeah, you're good people, though. You're good people. Have you all been good?
Yes.
God, do I get tired of saying that? Robbie!
Yeah?
Hey, I didn't see you there.
Listen, I want to tell you one thing. Santa, we have to break, but listen to this.
Break.
Everybody on the show has been good except one person.
Ooh.
Let's see. Your powers of Santa Claus,
Don. Oh, you want me to do the whole staff?
Everybody on the show. Don, Mike.
No, I don't need to do it. You don't need to roll them down. I know them all. Don Ovesho. Is it Lisa? She's good. Charlie Royal. Ooh, as good as he can be. Don and Mike good. Robbie good. But, Buzz Burbank.
Must be some mistake, Sam.
Liar, pants on fire.
That's a clerical error.
Oh, jeez. You're on. Look, you. Ah, boy. I'll give you the printout, Bob Burbank.
Okay.
You can't get the printout. You've been a bad boy.
What'd I do?
Yeah, you know what you did. Don't tell me. You're talking. Who are you talking to?
I thought I was good.
I'm watching you.
I tried to be good.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Yes, right. I'm watching you.
Right.
I'm watching you.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
My eyes. See the eyes?
You're doing that thing like De Niro in Meet the Parents.
Yeah, he's good people.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw him over at NYC. We went to Hawks and Heifers. We sure did.
That's another place Mike likes to go in New York.
No, it's a place Mike wants to go. He told me when he sat on my lap. But his friends never go. They only go to the steakhouse.
Okay, Santa, we're going to take a break and get a couple of callers now for Low Budget Jeopardy.
Take a break? Where are we going?
We have to play commercials.
Wait a minute, goddammit. You cut me off?
I don't know. We're not. Are you doing a thing on the Fox News channel?
Yeah, with Deucey.
Yeah. No, no. You come back after the break.
Okay, okay. I'm feeling better now.
877-365-3636. I think we have a returning champion, so we just need a challenger.
Oh, God.
I hate to see Santa up, Chuck.
Man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the colors. Right.
Oh, pieces of stomach.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Dr. Ananda.
Well, Santa, I am definitely embarrassed. Hold on, Robbie, I need the rejoiner, please.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore.
Hey, me too.
Don and Mike.
Jimmy Chase sucks.
What can I say? That I'm embarrassed. I just missed the live commercial.
What, are you taking a dump?
As a matter of fact.
Attaboy.
I was just having a growler.
The growler of the show. Ho, ho, ho.
But I want to thank you, Santa, for filling in and,
hey,
and helping me out.
My pleasure. Don, anything I can do for you is fine with me. I had a little cocktail, a little toddy while you were in the can. I'm doing all right, though, and I just want to remind everybody, jingle bells. Yeah, I heard that Murphy yesterday. What a Nimrod. Can't you learn the lyrics.
Now, does that bother you that a novice like Dennis Murphy is outside wearing Santa? Santa, you with me?
Yeah, I just, got a little dark in here for a second. I thought the lights were going to go out. I black out a little bit. Every now and then, I'll just be, you just keep talking to me. I'll come back to you.
Does it bother you that a Nimrod like Dennis Murphy puts on the authorized Santa clothing?
Yeah, it bothers me big time, because I earned the outfit. Poor weekend from their green or their red, and there's only one red, and they're all green. And the little guys, I'm an elf. People don't realize that.
You're an elf.
I'm an elf. Oh, right. I'm a jolly old elf. That's what I am. And, when I had my first oral surgery last year, I had half my bridge, my upper teeth got infected.
Yeah.
I had a root canal, went bad.
And
they
had
to go through the bone, and they take out all, like, 8 teeth. That's why I'm talking the way I'm talking right now.
Right.
What was I saying?
Hey, how was that,
CD.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, Jesus. You read you had a story
Buzz.
You had a story about
gonorrhea
coming back.
Yeah,
where it started. Comes from the top down.
Oh,
North Pole down. Oh, we got a raging thing going up there. We don't have women like most people. I got Mrs. Claus who's like 100 million years old, so I can't do. So we bring women in, we bust them in, fly them into Alaska, fly them into Canada. We do the little puddle jumper, and they come out to the pole, and we bring them in. Lots of hookers, and we got a raging case. Everybody's getting a drip.
Now does Mrs. Claus know you got the VD?
Yeah, she knows I got it. She doesn't care. She didn't have anything to do with me. She hasn't touched little Santa in a long time. She hasn't touched Rudolph, as I like to call my thing. I like to call my trick.
You should use condoms.
Oh, come on now.
The North Pole.
I'm 100 million years old. I don't need to use a condom.
Well,
hey.
Would there be a chance you could knock up a girl?
I suppose. Santa swimmers probably still can swim.
Do you take Viagra?
Don't need it.
You don't need Viagra?
I I'm not like a normal guy. I'm not like a normal person. I'm a Santa Claus. And I last for a long time. Long time. Me last long time. Me so horny. I miss those years. Nam, going to visit. I did go over. I used to go over to Nam, visit the GIs over there. They love seeing me. They really do.
Yeah.
I went on the, you ever see Apocalypse Now?
Sure.
You know when they have the Playboy Bunny helicopter?
Yeah.
They really did that. I was over in the, and I rode in with the bunnies. Oh, God, we have a good time. No gonorrhea back then. Now, honestly, God, now it looks like, it looks like an elongated raisin.
Oh.
It's all dark and infected.
That's the first time we've ever heard your penis referred to as an elongated raisin.
Elongated raisin. It kind of looks like that. It's kind of discolored. It's okay, though. I'm taking stuff for it. I'm taking my goodies headache powders. I take goodies headache powder.
What about the powder
on my trick.
What about the herpes?
I don't have that. I had that, but I take two pills a day and it's gone. I take Zovirax.
Great.
Right.
That's old, but I'm not taking the gold. I don't need it now because it's dormant.
Hey. Chris Kringle.
I don't need it. The raisin is doing fine.
What's my low budget jeopardy?
Okay, this is what I read now. Ho, ho, ho. This is low budget jeopardy, everyone. Now I need the studios, our challenger. This individual is a contract manager. Fairfax, let's say hi to Shelly Gorgon.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Oh, no, you sound like a strapping young lady, huh? And a girl, huh? You party girl?
Yeah, every now and then.
Okay, you been good?
I've been very good.
Yeah, you know what to tell us. Now coming into the studio is the challenger?
No, the champion.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the champion with total money is $148,000.
No, $148.
Oh, well, hey, big spender. Hospital billing guy from New York City, the Bronx. Hey, the Bronx, what's it to you? Let's say hi to Joe C.
Hello, Joe C.
Hey, Joe, what's happening?
Yeah, hey, I'm here. I've been out a few weeks, but I'm back.
All right, yes. Hey, Joe, and being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
It's still the same, but I enjoy playing. Hey, Santa. You know what you can get me for Christmas?
Hold on, I believe Santa's nodded out. Santa!
Ho, 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 yeah, you get what you want.
What do you want, Joe?
Joe?
Hey, Santa, I'll give you some hooch and a few G's. You knock off the rest of the sports guys in the morning here on NEW.
There you go, all right. Ho, 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 I'll do that for you. And now into the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Don't Screw With LQ.
Right.
Say hi to Alex. Damn it, where'd I put it? Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Santa. Hello, right. Shelly. Hello, Josie. Kids, don't forget to answer the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip on tie suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. I listen playing the game as LQ Lord's Quizmaster. And always call him K Squared Chris Kringle, who is drinking vodka.
I'm not drinking vodka. I'm drinking Grey Goose. That's the best stuff. I get a gross of it for cheap. And now I enter the studio as the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
We just did that,
okay,
Santa.
Okay, all right, now let's get ready to play the game.
All right, here are your categories, kids, and they are Meg Ryan movies.
Oh, what a piece of ass. Ho, 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 would I like to squeeze those lemons.
Hottest Christmas toys, then and now.
Oh, please, we got to go through that?
Yep.
Okay.
Celebrity news.
Celebrity news, I'm a celebrity, all right? Don't you think? I am. Do you have a green egg jam?
Who's your agent?
I work for William Morris Agency out of L.A. Who else is there? And creative artists, you know, also.
What about Donald Ephraim?
No. I had a run-in with him. Cheap.
Huh.
No, not enough bang for the buck. Don't you ha-ha me, boy.
He's our agent.
Yeah, absolutely. You can say that again.
Name this weekend starting NFL quarterback.
Oh, well, football. That's good. Heck of a season, huh?
Yeah. And States and Capitals.
Jesus.
All right, I'll give it to you one more time, kids. Meg Ryan movie.
Oh, squeeze the lemons.
Hottest Christmas toys, then and now.
No, not hottest Christmas toys.
Celebrity news.
Celebrity news. Me, celebrity.
Name this weekend starting NFL quarterbacks.
I gotta get on that.
States and Capitals.
Oh, oh.
Shelly, we like girls better than boys. We will start with E.
E3.
All right. I'm going to start, Alex, if you can keep Santa under control, with States and Capitals.
States and Capitals. I'm Shelly.
Santa Claus is so effed up.
He is. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I am.
It is the capital of the great state of Georgia.
Oh.
What's so effing funny about that? All right, hey, Joe, see.
Hey, wait a minute, you didn't give me any time.
Hey, you want some points taken away, sweet stuff?
No, Santa.
Okay, Joe, see.
Only thing I can think of, what is Atlanta?
Atlanta's absolutely right.
$1 for Joe C. from Bronx, New York, and now it's,
it goes Bronx. Again.
Select again.
Yeah, Station Capitals for two, please.
Capital of Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Or as we like to call it, Dumb Efferland.
Hey, who are you for in the election, Santa?
Bush! Who else?
What do you think?
A straight Republican ticket. Tell that fag to quit.
Oh, Gore?
Yeah, knock it off. Coal in his stocking this year. Come on now. Santa wants that tax break.
I didn't think Santa had to pay taxes.
Santa does. Santa has to pay taxes. Travel taxes.
Travel taxes.
I'm talking about taxes when I come to in the United States. I'm charging stuff. Those kind of taxes.
And you know this crap about the reindeer. That's not true, right? What, you got one of those jets?
Yeah, I got a jet. I got a Lear. I got a Cessna. I got a Beechcraft.
Yeah.
Not a jet, beach grab, you know, regular plane, but I got a Lear jet.
Right.
Yeah, beautiful jet.
Nice.
You know I got on order?
What?
I got one of those Boeing business jets.
Ooh.
You seen those?
No.
All is red and green on the outside, and the inside is all red and green, red carpet, green ceiling, and it's got a logo of me, Jolly Old Sailor. The Coca-Cola people did it for me.
That was classy.
It's so beautiful.
That was classy.
It's so beautiful.
That's like something from freaking Caesar's Palace.
It's Teats. It is Teats. Okay. It is absolutely Teats.
Okay.
I'm so effed up.
Joe Siegel again.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The Capitals for three.
All right, Minnesota.
What is...
Oh, sorry, Joe. Shelly, hello, Santa Claus.
What is Minneapolis?
Oh.
No.
No, no, be had it. It's St. Paul, honey.
St. Paul and Joe Seer.
Oh, damn it, it's the same city.
Hey!
No, no,
sorry.
Honey, listen to me, please. Twin cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Yeah,
all right, I'll give you that.
You're trouble.
I'll give you that.
You're trouble, aren't you?
I'll give you something.
You're trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I like that. I like a bucking Bronco girl. Santa likes you. Can I come down your chimney?
Okay.
Okay. I can talk to her like that.
Not with that elongated razor going on. No, thanks.
No, no, Josie, go again.
All right, I know my football. Let's go to starting NFL quarterbacks for one.
All right, beautiful. He is starting this weekend for the Baltimore Ravens.
Is Trent Dilfer?
$1 correct. For you. You don't tell me what to do. You don't tell me what to do.
Who are you talking to?
That boy.
Rob A?
The big head. You don't tell me what to do. I'll take, you don't even look at me. I don't want to talk to you. I'll come over there. Yes, swear to God.
Rob, don't piss him off.
Okay.
He's just
talking to me. He's working me. Why is he doing that?
What are you doing?
Hey,
what are you doing?
Hey, Santa. Oh, hold on. Santa's got another card for us. Santa's Farts are sponsored by Igor's. www.igor's.
How does the cigar sign on the planet?
Damn.
Where are we going in the game?
He's faced. Joe, go
ahead. Yeah, NFL quarterbacks for two.
He is starting this weekend for the Denver Broncos.
Who is Gus Frat?
$1. Right. Gus Frat. Good luck with that choice. Okay. Joe,
NFL quarterbacks for three.
Right on.
Starting this weekend for the New Orleans Saints.
Who is Aaron Brooks?
Aaron Brooks, yes, he ran the category.
What's the dollar value?
Three, Santa. Santa?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. It's hard to write.
You're writing very small.
I got arthritis in my hand. It hurts like hell, even with the boots. Okay, bye. Josie, you're in control.
Josie.
Let's go with the Christmas toys then and now for one.
What? All right.
Hey, hey, that New York speak. What?
The hottest Christmas toys then and now.
Okay, Janet, I didn't understand them.
Adoption dolls hot back in the 1980s.
What are Cabbage Patch Kids?
Right.
$1. $1. You got a whole bunch there, Joe, and Shelly's just watching. Okay, go again, Josie.
All right, Christmas toys for two.
Sesame Street toy.
What is Tickle Me Elmo?
That's right.
$2. Don't even mention that. Tickle Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo. You know, they still want that.
Really?
Yeah, they still want that. Oh, ho, yeah. I want a Tickle Me Elmo. I'm like, yeah, you get that.
What's it called?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo?
The first time the Tickle Me Elmo came out, I swear to God.
I think you're mispronouncing it.
I don't think it's Tickle Me Elmo.
It's not Tickle Me Elmo. It's Tickle Me Elmo.
Okay,
tickle.
You say your way. You say tickle. I know when the kids say to me, say Tickle Me Elmo. Okay?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo is just, I hope it just goes away.
All right.
And they're doing variations on Elmo.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to go buy the Tickle Me Rob A myself.
Funny man, Josie. Okay.
All right, Josie, go again.
All right, Christmas toys for three.
Christmas toys for three.
This year's most exclusive, hardest to find item.
What is PlayStation Dewey?
Right.
$3. You got enough of those, the Gagger Maggot, too. $3. They're all almost sold out. Go again.
All right, how about celebrity news for one?
This former Seinfeld star just had his new NBC sitcom.
Who is Michael Richards?
That's right.
$1 for you, Joe.
Three.
Okay.
Freaking buzzsaw. Here we go for two.
Yeah, buzzsaw.
After 12 years together, this rock band announced they are breaking up.
What is Smashing Pumpkins?
Right, again.
$2 Smashing Pumpkins, that's Ryder's group.
Oh, yeah, the guy who sent out to Reno.
Oh, well, I'd like to be on that plane. Are you going to Hookers?
Yeah.
Hookers?
Yeah, he's going to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, they don't let me in, though.
The Bunny House.
Huh? They don't let me in, not because it's the Saturday. They just see the reason. They say, F you. All right, go again, Joe.
Let's finish up Celebrity News for 3.
Revlon is dumping this over 30 model as their main spokesperson.
Who is, Mark
Lewinsky? Hey, no. Hey, Joe C., you didn't get it. Shelley, your chance to steal.
Could you repeat the question?
No.
I'm sorry.
And I couldn't hear what kind of model they're dumping.
You know why? Because you don't listen.
Santa?
Who's listening?
Santa?
Huh?
Watch it. Don't forget, I know about the DV.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay?
Okay, Santa's nice. Play nice.
We all know that year that Mrs. Claus fell down the stairs.
Okay, now you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Domestic Day Islands, Vay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wasn't me.
Yes, it was you.
I don't like your look, boy. I don't like you looking at me, and I'm going to wipe that goddamn smile off your face.
I'm your friend.
I'm Santa Claus. That's right. Santa Claus. Kris Kringle. You don't forget that crap.
Right. I'm your friend.
Incidentally, the answer is Cindy Crawford. What's wrong, Santa?
I was crying.
Why?
I cry for no reason.
Why?
I cry for no apparent
You're
reason.
You're so drunk.
I just don't.
It's the booze.
I don't want to.
All right, Josie, go again.
I don't want to live
in left. Meg Ryan movies for one.
You don't want to live.
I want to die.
No, this is a
I want
to
die.
It's a trick to get to Reno.
Oh, shut up.
Meg Ryan movies for one.
Meg Ryan movie. Now Santa will perk up.
Her first piece of crap with Tom Hanks.
What is Splash?
No, Shelley.
What is Sleepless in Seattle?
There you go.
$1, you get
finally
to go to the second round, Shelley. Agree to go. Select again, please.
I feel bad if I shut you out.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay, why don't you two do the show by yourself?
We'll go with Meg Ryan movies again.
For two.
For two.
Her second piece of crap with Tom Hanks.
What is You Got Mail?
Right.
$2 for the Shelley. She knows Meg Ryan category. Select again, please.
We'll finish it off for 3.
All right, the last question on the big board. What's wrong, Santa?
Something was crawling on me. Something bad.
There was nothing crawling on you.
Yes. There was something. It was a spider or something. It was like a beetle.
What do you got? They call those the DTs or something like that?
No.
What?
Something was crawling on me, fellas.
Okay.
All right, for 3. Not such a piece of crap. Co-stars Billy Crystal.
What is When Harry Met Sally?
That's right.
$3, that's the end of the first round, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, that's the end of the...
There's nothing on you.
There is.
Santa, there's nothing.
They're all over the floor.
Oh. Santa.
You got them all over the floor.
There is nothing on you, man.
They're scorpions.
They're not scorpions.
I swear to God, I'm not feeling good.
You are so effed up. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Josie Shelley, hold on a second. They both get to come back for final low-budget Jeopardy.
Oh, no.
Oh, Santa. Santa is puking again. Oh, and even the words, you know?
Bio.
It's the dry heaves now. Okay, Santa. Hold on. Santa. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Silent night, holy night. Jingle bells. Walking in a windy wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Where's Santa go? I don't see him here anymore.
I always take you with me.
Everywhere I go.
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
Where'd Santa Claus go?
Maybe
he's under the counter. What, Santa?
Get away from me!
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Get away from me!
Santa! Hey, Chris! Hey, Chris, look at me. It's me, Don.
All right.
Remember? How you doing?
I can't feel my legs.
Santa. Hey, Chris.
I can't feel my legs.
K squared.
Yeah.
Chris Kringle.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me.
What?
I'm your buddy.
Don.
I'm your pal.
Don.
Remember we went to Solid Gold?
Don.
The dollhouse?
Donnie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't feel my legs.
Do you need help?
I don't know. I'll do the rest of the show down here.
You do the show on the ground?
Yeah, I know. And it's wet down here.
You better dry up, old
somebody
man.
Piddled. Somebody piddled down here.
I think it's you.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
Well, you tried to take a crap a moment ago.
Yeah, I think I piddled.
Smells horrible.
I piddled. I can't feel my toes or my feet or my legs up to my knee.
Okay. What are your plans tonight? Don't you have plans tonight?
I get these toes amputated. That's what Santa will be doing tonight. I'm okay, Don. I'm feeling pretty good down here.
All right, Santa, let's play Final Lopez and Jeopardy.
Oh.
I'm just so glad no children are here to see Santa
Thank
Claus gone.
Oh, come on.
Drunk in his wife beater T-shirt.
Come on now.
On the ground, unable to stand.
I can't stand up, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay.
All right.
Get that boy away from me.
Which one, Rob?
Yeah, that doof.
Joe C. Shelley, are you there?
Yep.
All right, kids. Go ahead, Rob.
Swear to God, if
Rob,
you
I
shake
tell
your
you,
fist at me, I'll...
You stop shaking your fist at Santa Claus.
I'll crawl over. I'll crawl over there. You and I, without my legs
You're
working.
Not helping yourself.
Santa Claus needs a towel and a wheelchair,
okay,
please.
Here is the final low-budget Jeopardy category, kids.
I don't know about your Jeopardy.
Okay.
We can answer in the form of a question.
Hey, Shelley, good luck. And remember, if it wasn't for Meg Ryan, you wouldn't make it this far.
and the goodness of your heart, right, Jesse?
Yeah.
Too late, they were doing
right,
their own damn show. Yakety yak.
Santa Claus is ready to fart again for you.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, here we go, kids. Your category is, who sold more? After 2 weeks of release.
2 weeks of release.
Whose new album has sold more? Kathy Lee Gifford's Heart of a Woman?
Uh-huh.
Or the Spice Girls' Forever?
Okay.
After 2 weeks of release.
I got it.
Whose new album has sold more?
I got it.
Okay, you're not playing.
Okay.
Kathy Lee's Heart of a Woman.
Heart of a Woman.
Or the Spice Girls Forever.
Spice Girls.
Need the answer in the form of a question and...
And good luck.
Good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Kringles, the new snack chip that tastes great because they're made by elves. And I'm not talking about the crappy Keebler kind. I'm talking about the real North Pole elves. Kringles are delicious chips that enhance your party and make every day a fun day. It's Christmas all the time when you eat Kringles. Kringles come in full-flavored ranch, sour cream, cheddar, and BM. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
You say BM?
You did. BM, yeah, they made a poop.
It's game time now. Cash for you and me.
Sharp poop.
Hey,
Santa.
Yeah.
I'm down here. I can't feel my legs.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah? What do you want?
If you were to pick one Hollywood celebrity,
okay,
hot movie star,
yeah,
who you think if you peeled off her fingernail polish would have BM under her fingernails, who would it be?
No brainer, Drew Barrymore.
That's why I love you, Sarah. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
All right, let's go to Shelley first.
Skank.
Shelley.
Yeah.
Hey.
They both have albums out. After 2 weeks of release, whose album sold more? Kathy Lee, Heart of a Woman, or the Spice Girls, Forever?
What is Spice Girls Forever?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, you double your score to $6. Way to go,
right.
Shelley Duvall.
Right. Josie, you win again if you've got the right answer.
What is the Spice Girls Forever?
Yes,
yeah,
Spice
Girls. Josie, you're our still remaining low budget every champion. You got a whole bunch of money coming your way, pal.
But it ain't like the Spice Girls are setting the world on fire.
All right.
You got to figure, if you throw England in there, they got more fans and more money.
Cunny Lee Gifford has sold 18,000 copies of her album.
Wow. Jeez.
The Spice Girls have sold 55,000 copies of their album in 2 weeks. That sucks on ice.
Sick.
Oh, what, you're sick?
I got the spins.
All right, well, come on. Get through this last segment.
Right on, dog. Don, no, my friend.
Josie, I love you, Santa.
Love you, Sean.
I love you. I love you, Chris Kringle.
Shannon. How's Shannon doing? He wants another facelift.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Is that what he wants for Christmas?
That's what he wants. I'm getting it for him.
Hey, what does Steve Kingston from K-Rock want for Christmas?
I mean, what he always asks for.
What?
Elevator shoes.
Josie.
The only way he's going to get that high.
Josie and Shelly, listen, Josie, you have won prize of money, prize money.
Yeah.
And Shelly, don't go away, man.
Right.
Just go away. Here's Santa Claus to tell you about your gifts.
Okay. First of all, Josie.
Well, you double your score, we throw in a bonus. Your total now is 209 dollars.
All right,
209. Thank you, Joe.
And here, here's your prizes. Okay, are you ready, Shelley?
Yes, I'm ready, Santa.
Santa's got for you a lobster grab. Delivery of new living Maine lobsters. Courtesy of Lobster Grom. Check out wawalivelob.com for a complete description of Lobster Grom deliveries. Available, they make great gourmet gifts for anyone, but
there's more, Santa.
You have won a Wawoof Armag
WWF Armageddon
prize pack.
All right.
Armageddon is demanded this Sunday at 8 p.m. live from Tampa. Call your Comcast or Cox cable system now to order Woof Armag. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a special limited edition 30-minute brief AI'd first-class grinch phone card courtesy of
Grinch
the Us Post towel service. Stop by your local Us Post office.
Oh. U.S. Postal Service.
Buy the perfect, perfect holiday gift. Holiday gift. Congratulations, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you, Josie. Thank you, Shelley.
Hey,
thanks so much. What? Hey, and on behalf of female Penn State grads everywhere, we love you guys.
Thank you. Yes, we love
you. Can I make a request?
Yes, go ahead,
Josie.
Do you
think Santa Broyhill can book James Thrash for the show?
All right, hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Joe. Santa Claus.
I'm over here. I'm away from the microphone. I'm
laying on the floor.
I'm leaning up against the wall. But
you want us to call 911?
I want you to call an ambulance, please.
Okay.
I think this might be my time.
All right, an ambulance on the way for Santa Claus.
Get an ambulance.
All right, good luck.
Get me an ambulance.
Good luck.
Come on now.
The rest of the holiday season.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Don.
Hey, what is it I asked you for?
You wanted a PlayStation.
Yeah, for my kids.
Right there.
You got it.
I mean that for my ticker.
Okay.
From my gut.
Thank you, Santa.
Is somebody going to get me out of here?
Yeah, we're going to call an ambulance for you.
I have to get me a gurney.
Okay, we'll get a gurney.
It's wet.
What's wet?
I made it in my pants. I'm sorry.
All right, Santa. Always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Quran Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Thanks, Santa.
I don't feel good. I can't.
You know what? I'm just going to have to leave him in here while we do the intro to the news. Because normally at this point, you know, the guest gets up and leaves.
Out the door, but
you ain't going anywhere. We're going to have to get you out during the commercials.
Don?
Yes, Santa.
Don, it's dark.
Santa?
It's dark.
Santa, the lights are on.
I can't see a damn thing.
Okay, we're ready for news and comments.
I'm
in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
you're a diabetic.
One man
diabetic
found a way to bring good news,
Rob,
to his people.
Go get some insulin.
I'm a gonorrhea diabetic.
Gonorrhea diabetic?
Yeah, I think I have cancer, too. All the bad things are happening.
The good news is we have a little insulin left from when John Pop used to work here.
Oh, good. Fantastic. Happy day. See you, Rob.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Well, perhaps it should be that Santa Claus is not well.
No, not at all.
But instead, Christmas comes early for Al Gore.
Right. Gotcha. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Santa?
Yeah.
Can you crawl out?
Yeah, I only crawl out.
You just crawl out of the room?
Maybe I'll do that later. I can't.
You can't crawl out?
I'll get myself up.
Okay, get yourself up, because you got to get out of here.
Okay, I'm going.
We got a show we got to do.
I can't walk.
Rob, go help him.
Okay.
Get Santa out of here.
Show must go on.
I don't want him over here helping me.
Come on, Santa.
I don't want
him. Here he comes.
Come on, Remy.
Let him help.
Wait.
Now, what are you doing?
They're fighting.
Now, Rob, don't hit him, Rob. All right, now, come on. Now, this is bad.
Hey, Santa's still got some fight
in
him.
This is bad. Rob and Santa are fighting.
Don't fight me.
All right, Santa, see you.
Effort.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wow.
And no one else will say it, but I will.
Okay.
That was professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll find out what the word is in a moment. Buzz's News tonight brought to you by Shot in Limousine.
Shot
on. The perfect choice. it for business to pleasure travel. Call Shannon Limo today. 703-830-LIMO. Or visit the website at www.washingtondc.com.
All right.
As opposed to Scott Shannon, which is www.facelift.com.
Hello.
www.hairplugs.com.
My face is stretched over my bones.
Hey, it's News Time, and here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. If the Florida Supreme Court had ruled today against Al Gore, it might have been all over. But the Florida Supreme Court gave Al Gore everything he asked for and more. It overturned a lower court's earlier decision and ordered an immediate hand recount of 9,000 ballots in Miami's Dade County.
That is quite a hand job, that's for sure.
And then, going beyond what Gore had requested, the court ordered that disputed ballots be counted in every county in the state that hasn't counted them already. We're talking about counting the ballots with dimpled and hanging chads that have not yet been included in anyone's total.
Ooh, baby.
Two counties that have already held recounts were added in today. Those added votes to Gore's total, closing George W. Bush's lead to just 154 votes.
Do you think there'll be any dimpled or hanging chads at the Christmas party tonight?
Oh, guaranteed.
Nothing but. The court also explained how it wants those disputed ballots counted. It wants them counted according to Florida law, which says the vote gets counted if the intent of the voter is clear, as in the case of a dimpled or hanging chad. Gore's victory today was a close one, just like the election. The justices voted in his favor 4-3. The Bush campaign says the decision has thrown the country into a constitutional crisis, and the Bush campaign calls this a case of a candidate trying to overturn the results of the voters with lawsuits.
Well, now, isn't Bush going to sue?
Yes.
Yeah, excuse me, weren't Bush's attorneys in there also?
All the attorneys were there, yes, from both campaigns.
And didn't the Bush attorney say nice things about the Supreme Court when he came out the other day after
they'd... When they won, right. Yes.
Yeah, right.
The Bush people say they will appeal today's decision all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Florida legislature, meanwhile, began its special session today to choose Electoral College members who promised to cast their state's votes for George W. Bush.
You know, this thing is, it's not going to be ended by the deadline.
No.
On the 12th.
Right.
It's not going to be settled by the deadline on the 18th.
You know, what kills me, though, the whole legislature thing coming into it, it's like at least we were looking at the court system closure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever the final word is, the U.S. Supreme Court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whichever way it goes. But now you have the Florida legislature mm-hmm. on the other side of this thing, and that doesn't make sense to me.
It'll be interesting to see if the Florida legislature follows through. They're walking on eggshells because they know the public is against them interfering with the results of the election.
Well, hello, the public is against all of this.
Yes, they are.
I mean, really, we are.
Right.
We are pissed.
Mightily.
I urge everyone to react as they would in a third world country.
Coup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which incidentally is spelled C-O-U-P.
Yes, it is.
You know.
P.
Coup de ville.
Right.
However,
right.
A military coup is C-O-U-P also.
Ah. Right.
And so it might be C-O-U-P-E. DeVille.
Yeah, I think you're right. Car.
All I know that is when it's a military coup.
But it's not C. Everett.
C-O-U-P.
No, that's coup. That's no. K-O-O-P.
Right.
Or chicken coup.
Right.
Is that with a C, though?
Unless you're being funny, then you spell it with a K.
And what about...
Like crazy.
What about cuckoo-ca-choo? I am the walrus.
I think on the liner notes, it's goo-goo-ga-choo.
What about where LeBeau had his Thanksgiving dinner at Cuckoo-roo?
That is, I think, C-O-O-K-O-O-R-O-O.
No. I think that it starts with a K.
Yes, Cuckoo-roo.
I believe I saw the sign out in Los Angeles.
And I know that every kiss begins with K.
God.
What?
That's a jingle we're running.
He's at the party already.
I know he is.
The roller coaster stock market was back on the upswing today. The Dow closed up 95 points. NASDAQ up 163, or nearly 6%.
Oh, and listen, if my wife happens to be listening now, although I'm sure she's not, since she's either getting her massage or getting her hair done or getting her new shoes or getting her new dress for the party, I'd just like to say, nice move this morning. Real nice move. Make our son feel real good.
When she started
to just over breakfast announce how much money we've lost in the stock market recently.
Oh, really? Well, everybody has.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, she didn't just come out and say, hey, we've taken a little bit of a beating recently. Yeah. She said, we've lost
a lot of people have
this much money in the stock market, and it frankly flipped the boy out.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if my parents did that, I'd probably be a little flipped out, too.
The boy, I didn't think, thought we had this much money in the bank.
Right.
We'll write down the amount.
Yeah.
This is how much she estimates.
You're going to write down the numbers.
No, the real number. Okay. Not a joke.
Right.
That's what she announced we've lost this morning.
Yeah, but you know what? That number will be back up again today.
I don't see how.
Yeah, you don't pay attention. It'll be all right. Don't panic. You just stay with it.
All I know is she just announces that at the breakfast table today. She's reading the paper and she says, oh, look, the stock market's down. That means Dad and I have lost an incredible amount of money. And Bert's not even paying attention. He's like, how much? And then she says, that amount of money.
Yeah, you're not alone in that at all.
No.
Okay?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Gotcha.
See you at the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. Hello. So much for that early retirement to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, we all had those little fantasies.
Move over. Superman, Batman, and the X-Men. The Vatican has okayed a series of comic books on the life and times of Pope John Paul II.
Oh, God.
The first issue of Il Giornale hit the stores this week. It's selling so well, the publisher's considering printing more in other languages, including English.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Buzz. We happen to have His Holiness here. It's just very special.
Wow.
On the night of our Christmas party. Your Holiness, you've got a book coming up.
I sure do.
Can you tell us about it?
Pope Man.
Really?
P-Man.
P-Man, now what are you?
I fight crime with my pee.
Really? Like your urine?
My urine.
That's incredible. Wow. But you're the Pope. You pee on people?
I'm a man with flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone.
You think I don't enjoy Penthouse Magazine?
I've heard you do.
With the girls urinating on the floor.
Oh, God. Bob Guccione. I guess that's why you were able to have him get all his money back and beat cancer at the same time.
I've already got the cape.
Right.
Right. The hat.
Right.
Right? The fancy car?
Who is your arch enemy, Your Holiness? Who will be your arch enemy?
Ken Stevens.
Very good.
He's an evil man.
Oh, yes, I agree. Absolutely.
And I want to tell you something. A man of my age, you would think that my urinary pressure
right.
would not be able to knock down a saltine cracker.
Right.
It is when I take a leak, when the P-Man comes to play,
yes.
it is like one of those hoses they use.
Oh.
Water
cannon?
In a jail.
Wow.
To make all of the prisoners go back.
Congratulations,
very fortunate.
Out of my giant Pope schlong. I'm the Pope Man.
Yes, you're the Pope. Why are you talking like that?
Don't F with me. No, now I'm the Pope Man.
Oh, Pope Man. You're not just a man, flesh and bone.
Don't you see? I'm wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, I know, to protect
That's my disguise.
Cool. Protect your laser vision.
Because I'm the Pope Man.
Pope Man.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Look at my Pope trick.
Hey, that's incredible. Look at that. It looks like an elongated razor.
I only wish I could stay. I'm going out with Santa Claus.
Oh, really? Are you really? Where are you guys going?
We're going down to Good Guys.
Hey, have a good time.
He gave me gonorrhea.
Yeah, be careful.
We're going down to the Popinator. The Popinator.
Fantastic. That's the one that's got the little carvy things where you can shred the wheels of the tires next to you.
That's right, because I'm the P-Man.
There you go, the P-Man.
And don't you forget it.
Right on.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, you sinner.
Yes. Yes.
Time for spots.
Okay, let's do it.
Don't F with me.
No, sir.
I'm the P-Man.
I know. That's
I'll
what
take
I mean.
A nice big leak on you.
Just don't take a growler, Your Holiness.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Even better than sex and steak.
Hey.
It's Don and Mike.
That was dry, man.
The password is...
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that. Operator error. Here is Buzz.
Don and Mike. Frazier's contract at NBC is almost out, but word is CBS is thinking about putting in a bid for the show.
Oh, good.
Shows that switch networks don't usually do well, but CBS wouldn't be bidding on a show necessarily to steal it away from NBC. It would bid for the show to drive up the price. That's because the company that owns CBS also owns the company that makes the Frasier show. So the purpose of CBS putting in a bid would be to make NBC pay more for it.
That is using perfect logic.
Yes. NBC would pay more. Frasier's a signature show for them. It's actually improved in the ratings since it was moved from Thursday to Tuesday.
As I urge you, in your everyday travels,
yes.
Don't just use regular logic.
No.
Use malogic.
I like that.
Malogic.
I'll start using it immediately.
Bob dances like cartoons.
NBC needs the shows because its new ones aren't doing well. The network just canceled Titans and also the Michael Richards show.
That's Titans.
And today, Paramount raised the price on Frasier to $8 million an episode.
And I read something. How much per minute is that? Or?
Oh, I don't remember. It's like astronomical.
$330,000 a minute.
Kelsey needs the money.
For the show Frasier.
That's more per minute than ER, which is the most expensive show. It's $2 million more per episode than Friends.
Wow. Rob, hold on. Do the math. You got your calculators. 22 minutes,
$363,636.36 a minute. And that's not even counting the minute for him to sing Scrambled Eggs or whatever.
A lot of members of the Screen Actors Guild wanted to throw Tiger Woods out of the union. He did, after all, earn big bucks making a non-union commercial for Buick during the recent strike. Yesterday, the union hit Tiger with a $100,000 fine. They told him he'd only have to pay half of that now, the other half if he ever does it again. Woods apologized for what he did, saying he was caught in a tough spot between living up to a deal he'd made with Buick and honoring the strike by his fellow union members.
What is that?
That's $5,605.61 a second.
So Frasier.
Wow.
My God.
$5,000 a second. That's spicy.
That's no logic.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Post this week published some timely tips for holiday office parties. And since we're having ours this evening, I thought I'd pass them along to you.
Gosh, I hope we're not having melon balls.
But I sure hope we have a good disc jockey to play some nice melodies.
The paper says rule number one at Christmas parties is keep your clothes on.
Well, forget that at our Christmas party tonight.
Yeah, it's all nude.
Greta's coming.
It cites the example of a guy who dropped his pants as a gag that no one found funny. It says the guy was fired soon afterward.
I know Libby will be naked tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be big fun.
It recommends that you don't become the drunkest person at the party. That you
big
always,
fun.
You always stay at least one drink behind your boss.
No, that's a rule I cannot follow.
You have to lap your boss.
Yeah.
The Post recommends you don't talk about work, and most importantly, don't ask for a raise or talk about your salary. Quoting one party veteran, keep it light and don't get weird.
Well, good luck. Come to our party tonight.
Yeah. Our party is like the land of the weird.
The paper says that if the conversation doesn't come easily for you, you should bring a guest who can help, especially if they're good at remembering names. The article says the party is a bad place to give your boss a gift. But it says if gift exchanging is what your company does at its party,
right,
you should make sure the gift is appropriate.
Remember when Goodman used to give out the bonuses?
You know, I'll give him credit that we did once work for a company that actually did treat the employees well. When the company was doing well at MS Broadcasting,
mm-hmm,
at the Christmas party, they would give you 2 weeks' salary as a bonus.
Yeah, wow. They give everybody got bonus checks. And Alan Goodman, our general manager, went through this whole ritual of handing them out. It was so much fun.
Stand up in the middle of the room, and he would go through 70 people.
And he'd have a little blurb about each employee. And you know what? It was fantastic.
Sure.
You will not be getting that tonight at all.
You're going to get Dick tonight at the CBS party.
Exactly.
I mean, you're lucky if you get Dick tonight at the CBS party. if you're one of the female employees.
Well, they recommend that if you do give gifts at your party, you make sure it's not lingerie or sexual favors. The Post recommends that you arrive at the party on time and leave early. If the party is from 6 to 8, be there at 6, leave at 7:55. To stay longer, it says, makes you look desperate.
Well, tell that to everybody in Brenna's room at about 3 a.m. tomorrow.
And although we'll definitely ignore this rule, experts say you shouldn't talk about the wild goings-on at the office the next day.
Oh, really?
We'll share it with 6 million people.
Really? One more, Buzz.
Every year, the British hand out a gobbledygook award to the person or persons who do the best job mangling the English language.
Ippity-poppity-poo.
This year, one of the winners is an American. Now, to be fair, one of the winners is a British lawyer, the author of a tree preservation order.
I have a guess about who the American might be, though.
Really?
Don, you are on the air, sir.
He speaks perfect English.
Oh, really?
Right.
The order from his lawyer includes the phrase, a copy whereof, together with the map included therein, is enclosed herewith. The Foot and Mouth Bafflement Award, though, went to an American actress, Alicia Silverstone, who said, I think that the film Clueless was very deep. I think it was deep in the way that it was very light. I think lightness has to come from a very deep place.
if it's true lightness.
I bet she's a great light.
Yeah, you better believe
you can tell from the quote.
Yeah. I bet she does everything around the world.
Thank you, Bob.
You bet.
Okay, here we go. We got one more WWF pay-per-view for an entire year to give away. If you are the 100th caller now.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. You'll grab it. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
It's not always an easy thing to talk about, but we are.
Because IBS strikes millions of people.
So if you have abdominal pain and bowel pain, don't get embarrassed.
Get help. IBS is a real condition, and there are ways to help manage it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Talk with your doctor.
They are importing more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure. It is the radio program of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, listen, the Furniture Guys.
Yeah.
We love them. They're going to be in D.C. tomorrow, two locations. Rockville, Maryland, Rockville Pike, and Hart, USA. And then at 4 o'clock, they're going to be in Springfield, Virginia. Springfield Plaza Shopping Center next to Gateway Country. For information on the Furniture Guys appearances, go to www.hartusa.com. Now here's Buzz.
In sports, it looks like the Colorado Rockies have landed the most coveted lefty on the free agent market. Pitcher Mike Hampton is close to signing a multi-year deal with the Rockies. The Denver Rocky Mountain News has reported on its website that the Rockies have reached a deal contingent on Hampton passing a physical. And finally, wouldn't it be something if you could climb out of your grave and make it to your own funeral service? I don't know. You'll have to ask the guy in Kazakhstan who was electrocuted while he was trying to steal some power lines.
I know a guy who did that.
Really? Well,
roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
Every day.
Which took first place with BMW.
According to Muslim tradition, he was stripped of his clothing, wrapped in a shroud, and buried in a shallow grave.
Shallow grave. Shallow grave.
2 days later, he woke up, clawed his way to the surface, and pretty much surprised everybody by showing up to the funeral feast, according to Reuters.
No, I would imagine that G. Gordon Liddy is going to outlive everybody in this room.
Probably.
You know, he just turned 70 a couple of days ago.
Yep, absolutely.
And I would not be surprised if that SOB outlives everybody in this room.
Yeah, I'd lay odds he's going to live to 72.
He's strong like bull.
And,
yes, we're all going to die in 2 years. Thank God that.
Like a delayed reaction on that.
So this guy clawed his way out of his grave in Kazakhstan. And by the way, after walking naked to the nearest highway, the man says he had some difficulty flagging down a ride.
That's me.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No, no. Yeah, that's it. Oh, no, no, no. Gotta go. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Beth. Furniture Guys. Also, thank you, Greg Gumbel, who will be calling the Giants-Pittsburgh game this weekend.
Very nice man.
Thanks to everybody at KPLY Radio in Reno and all the nice sponsors who helped out. We'll have the full report Monday about Ryder and his trip to Reno to be the Flowers.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourself. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. For those of you within the sound of my voice who follow the Washington Redskins, see you on the air Sunday,
best pregame show in the country
on the Redskins Radio Network for the Redskins versus Dallas. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
By the 100 caller?
No, you're not. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
How many times must we say it?
It's amazing that they cannot discipline themselves.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100, Don and Mike.
Right. Yeah. Good. What's your name?
Black.
Hi, where are you calling from?
From Fairfax, Virginia.
You've won, second time we're giving this prize away today. 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events. You start with WWF Armageddon in demand this Sunday night at 8 o'clock, live from Tampa Bay. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order WWF Armageddon. Enjoy.
That's great, Don and Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and we got to go. Back tomorrow with all, rather, only back tomorrow if you're all going to bed with me tonight. We will be back Monday with the all new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie? Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all.
See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, here's Phil Hendry.